You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture.
It's a clear piece of separatists made a pact. We said these are Federation to trade. Senator General Bellingham. In response to this direct threat to the Republic, Mesa proposed that the Senate give immediately emergency powers to the Supreme Chancellor.
Yeah, right. Well, not so good. You know, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm seeing things. I think it might be because of these drugs the Army put me on. But if you could just get me well enough to get back to base.
Right. Kick ass. Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like... You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm serious here.
Oh, don't worry, Skrull. Now there are plenty of tards out there living really kick-ass lives. My first wife was tarded. She's a pilot now.
I need for you to be serious for a second here, okay? I need help.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
Yeah, Teresa.
Well, most of it.
All right, men. We still got a job to do.
Yes, sir. You heard the general. Move it!
Would this be a good time to teach you that a Jedi is humble, my young Padawan?
Sorry. Just trying to keep the boys inspired is all. No!
Chopasa.
Come on in, bitch! Oh! Oh! Hey! Riggs! Hey, Riggs! 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 Get up! Get up, Riggs! Get up! Get up!
Kill it!
You're like a funeral from the department, Riggs! Hey, Riggs! Cop killer!
Ex-cop.
Do it on three or one, two, three, then do it.
Well, it's your ass, Cochise. I mean, it's up to you.
My ass, yeah. Three.
Well, yeah. We go on three.
Three on three.
One, two, and three.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Mart.
What?
Out for those exploding shutters.
Hey, everyone. It's Friday. Hey, lady. That means it's time for Nowhere in Mulberry.
Those guys again?
Hey, everyone. How's it going? We have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing,
Hey,
Bill?
Everyone. How are you?
Bill, there's no Steven this week. No pop culture zealot.
Oh, I guess he decided to take a night off.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's his birthday. Steven is 40 today.
Good Lord, man.
No.
Yes.
Vader sympathizes.
You know, it's funny because it's like you're younger than me, Steven's older than me, but we all rapport together. It feels like we're all the same age, right?
I know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it basically age means nothing, really.
Well, I think it basically, I get along with you guys because I grew up with all older sisters. I think my oldest sister is about the same age as you. So I was kind of thrust into the same things that you guys were at a very young age. So I think we're all kind of on the same wavelength because of that.
Yeah, plus, you know, I've always been a little childish and like things that were too young for me in a way, too.
You skew younger in your...
Yeah, like like when Transformers cartoon was on, I was too old for that, but I still watched it. I didn't know at the time, but as a geek watching that, of course, I wouldn't admit that at school.
Because, that's like the thing you do privately.
I'll never forget one time I was sick for like a week from school, and I was watching cartoons. You know, I don't remember what I had. I had the flu or something. But we'd ride the bus to school. I'd ride it with my older sister. And they asked, where's Jason been? He hasn't been here all week. She was like, oh, he's busy at home watching Transformers and G.I. Joe. So when I came back to school the next week, the bus driver, as we're riding in the bus, she goes, hey, you enjoying your G.I. Joe? And I was like, what? And everyone was like, laughing. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and you know they all watched it, so.
Yeah, liars. Making fun of me. And I was like,
which sister was it that did that? Was it Laura?
Yeah, my sister Laura.
How dare she.
Thanks a lot. I'll never get a girlfriend now. God.
Man, I can't believe you did that. I was so close.
Oh, man, it killed me. I had the biggest crush on this girl in 10th grade. This was in 10th grade, by the way. It was in P.E., and one of the girls that rode the bus was talking to the girl that I had the huge crush on. She goes, you see that guy there? That guy, he was absent all last week because he wanted to stay home just to watch G.I. Joe. And I was like,
no!
I was like, that's bullshit! It's not true! Can you believe that? Oh, my God, well, that was embarrassing.
I mean, that's kind of I think that's a bonus because it means you're young at heart. So,
it means I'm a dork.
No!
God! And by the way, I killed my sister after that, so,
No!
I mean,
where
come on! Why? How did you do that,
Laura?
To someone.
You killed her in your passion or whatever.
So,
no!
Well, I never found love with my crush, so I'm sure she's
that's
like...
That's too bad. I had plenty of those.
It would see, what would have been great is I was embarrassed. She said, oh, I love G.I. Joe, and I would have been like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na, you know, that beautiful love music, and I would have been like, it's meant to be, but instead... Yeah.
My problem was, is I tried too hard. I'd get them gifts and stuff and scare them away.
The worst part is, like, give them, like, a note, like a poem, and it has lyrics to, like, some bad Van Halen song.
Oh, God, think, like, I did that so many times.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the girl I'd like to meet,
like,
or something.
This sums up my love for you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, don't do it.
I changed the... I changed the lyrics to Rosanna and put your name. Meet you all the way. Da-da-da. Sarah, song, or something like that.
This song lines up our love chakras perfectly.
Yeah, I remember that girl's name was Sarah in the 10th grade, and when that Jefferson Starship song would come on, I'd be like,
oh,
my heart would be a flutter. Wow.
Mine was Teresa in the 6th grade.
Was there a song with her name in it?
No, but I would just take the tape of the song, and then whenever the name would come up, I'd sing her name. Like, I'd press record play right at that moment and go, Teresa, Teresa, and go right back.
Did you ever do this? This is really getting into embarrassing territory. A girl you didn't even talk to, make a mixtape for her would never give her. So, I mean, I know the mixtape is embarrassing, like, hey, I made you tape, but what about making a mixtape that you never actually give to the person?
That's pathetic.
It's like you listen to it yourself and you think of the person. It's really...
Yeah, that's torture. That's self-torture. What are you doing? Why would you do that?
Yeah, you don't even know. She probably had, like, horrible taste in music, didn't even like
it. Oh, I know. Yeah, she probably like you know, Skinny Puppy or something.
She's into bad country or something like that. Is there anything worse than that? Like, you like...
Oh, speaking of bad music, I was cracking up. I was watching the Olympics, and there was this commercial on the Pittsburgh NBC channel. Every year around, like, the opening of football season, they have this Rib Fest, and they moved it to where the Steelers play at Heinz Field. And they're like, come to Rib Fest this year, where you can see... Night Ranger.
Oh, yes!
I was like, oh my god, Night Ranger?
Sister
Seriously?
Christian, all the time has come.
Oh my god, I know. I was shocked at that. And then the free concert of the night is Bad Company.
Oh man.
You have to pay for Night Ranger, but you have Bad Company's free.
What was the song by Bad Company? Refresh my memory.
I can't even remember. They're saying they're having problems in the chat room for some reason.
Really? Like what, audio problems of some kind? Stuttering or what?
No!
I know, I feel the same way.
Poor Vader, he's so tortured.
No! I love exaggerated sound effects as he hops off the table. It's like...
Well, yeah, the Frankenstein feet.
Yeah, he.
You know what the problem is with Lucas at this point? He's too obsessed with his like knowledge of old pop fiction and bad movies like MST3K quality movies.
Oh, yeah,
and he's got to work it all into this shit, and it's just terrible.
In the beginning, the documentary about the making of Episode 1, and Lucas is entertaining himself by watching some kind of old train footage, some, like, silent movie, and he's like, oh, this is great. And it's like, dude, no, it's not. It maybe was then, but it's not anymore.
Well, it's like, you know, how they said that used the footage from the Dam Busters to lay out the footage of the TIE fighting and all that for the
right,
you know, and you know what,
that
yeah, good
sense.
Idea, but how about if you come up with something on your own? I mean, even then, he couldn't come up with stuff, you know, on his own. He's just director.
Hey, the footage turned out great though, didn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, have we gotten the okay that they hear us?
Glenn says yes, MDaddio says yes, Credo says yes, Bradley says yes, Wesley says nothing for me, I'm getting pissed.
Sorry.
You
can't stream anime at the same time you listen to the show.
He should be able to click on one of the links or something. I don't know what the problem is. I think everyone hears us, but
he'll figure
by the
out.
Way, you know, my prayers and our thoughts are with Andy and his father. His father had to go in for surgery today. I don't know exactly the problem, but I hope everything's okay. And
yeah, we wish you the best.
Our thoughts are with them.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know if we're going to have our gaming night tonight or what. Maybe Wesley will set it up with everyone. I see Bradley's in the chat room. I play with him on 360, so we'll see.
Yeah, I actually joined you guys for a little bit of Halo action.
Yes, you did.
I think after a while, after the thing is like when it's a free for all and everybody's killing each other, mm-hmm. seeing a list of everybody with 20 and 18 kills, and seeing me with 2, it's like
I totally get it because I used to be that person.
You have to play it 30 times before you're like, okay, I think I'm getting it. Especially when you've been playing another first person shooter because. In Bad Company, the left trigger is to zoom in on your gun.
Yes,
and the
exactly.
left trigger in Halo is to throw a grenade. So yeah. I'm throwing
and,
a grenade.
And the zoom in on the battle rifle, you have to click the right stick.
Yeah, it's
so
all it's like, damn it, I can't figure this shit out.
There seriously needs to be a universal setup for stuff.
Right.
I don't know what his problem is. I think it's a good idea.
But, later on we're going to try to call Steven and wish him a happy birthday. He's right. 40. Good Lord. How is he so
That's
old?
That's terrible. He should say he's 30.
And the reason he's not here is because his mom is like, now you're going to be here Friday because we're going to have a few people over. And you just know he's going to walk in. It's
He's 40 years old and his mom told him that he's...
Well, because they're going to plan one of those... Over the hill parties, they got the cane, and it's just embarrassing.
Oh no, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
Oh, poor Steven.
Your shit's all retarded.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Bill, we have some voicemails, and this first voicemail is rather quick and to the point, and it's pretty good. We actually have a really short one and a really long one from the Mystery Man, so let's play the short one first.
Hi, Mulberries. Love the show.
All right. Well, thank you.
Wow. Who was that?
I have no idea, but he really knew how to get to the point. I mean,
Hi, Mulberries. Yeah. Love the show.
It sounds like there's a slight accent there. I don't know what it is or where it's from.
Maybe
but
he gave up or somebody was walking in the room. Oh, shit, I got to hang up or something like that.
Maybe it was a long-distance call for him and wanted to be fast.
Yeah,
he
had to do the call waiting thing. I get that. Now, we also have a voicemail from Rick, and we all know he's just had a child. And let's see how he's hanging in there.
Hey, citizens of Mulberry. It's Rick from Fort Worth. Just wanted to give my 2 cents on... Lethal Weapons 3 and 4 and possibly 5. Yeah, undoubtedly, Lethal Weapon 3 is probably the worst of the four movies thus far. And I sum it up with one scene. Right before Murtaugh kills the kid, and they go to visit Murtaugh's very old friend, who we've never heard of until part 3, Fast Eddie, the burger guy.
Yeah, the burger guy.
The worst scene
great.
Of the entire freaking movie right there. At least part 4 redeemed itself. At least part 4 was a little more entertaining than part 3. But yeah, Lethal Weapon 3 is just a debacle in every way, shape, and form. And, if the rumors are true and Shane Black is coming back, I'm glad about that. But he's going to have to make it dark because let's face
Feel
it,
dark.
That's what parts 3 and 4 needed. They needed to be much darker. And if they're going to make it dark, the best way to go about it is to have Shane Black kill off Rene Russo's character.
Totally.
Honestly, that's the only way they're going to redeem themselves for parts 3 and 4. That's about it. And plus, it'll give Riggs like driving motivation to go back into action one last time. So, yeah, that's it. Hope you guys are doing good, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Yeah,
I like that idea. Sounds good.
Yeah, the first one, it was, Riggs was all upset about his wife.
Right.
That was the main source of his pain.
He was recently widowed, and he was angry. And then in the second one, they not only did the bad guy kill his new girlfriend, but he also, turns out, killed his wife. Before, which he thought was just a car accident. So it made it, God, that guy's really a bad guy.
Diplomatic immunity.
And then the third one, it was the guy who was building a housing development while selling
subdivision.
Well, the funny thing about that scene he's talking about, they go to the hamburger guy. Remember I was talking about last week how in the movie they stumble upon an armored car robbery by just standing there on the street. Well, they're at this burger place, and he's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to wander around back here. And what is there? There's an illegal sale of cop killer bullets going on right behind the shack that they're at. So they don't even have to do any police work in the movie. They just stumble upon it. Just
no, yeah. That, and like you said, that's what they do in the entire movie. They just stumble upon everything.
And it's all related to the same bad guy. So not only did they not
conveniently
have to, they stumble upon all the crimes, and it all ties back to this one guy. Wow, it's bad. I mean, and I was telling you that, oh, Lethal Weapon 3 is not that bad. When you go back and watch it, it's like, oh my God, yes it is. What was I thinking?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. And the, I mean, 4 gets bad because they add like that, the ridiculous humor to it, and they add, of course, the racial humor with the Chinese guy who can't say prick.
Yeah, there's a horribly racist
Asian flick.
Yeah, that's none of that is funny.
No. And of course they add Chris Rock, so it's like
don't forget about Joe Pesci is just horrible in the movie. It's like what is he even
whereas like the first movie you had the comedy of, or was it the second movie that the condom ad with the girl. Was that first or second?
That was the second movie.
That was the second, because those were all the partners that they ended up started killing off and everything. But yeah, 3 was painful. 4 was, I'm not a big fan of 4, but I can handle it. I think 3 would have been better if they would have got a different song from Sting and Eric Clapton to pimp the movie out with.
Yeah, that was great.
It was probably me.
But you know what? The thing is that in the second one, it was over-the-top action and stuff where I'm entertained by it.
Sure.
It's funny and you still laugh. But you got to love in Lethal Weapon 3, after Roger kills his son's friend in this gangbang thing, you know, they're playing the Boys to Men song like we were talking about. And then, you know, the lady, he's like, I'm really sorry about your boy. And then she slaps him. And then the guy says,
you want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man. I put the gun in my son's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that music in the background.
My son, he wasn't responsible for having a gun and shooting it at cops. The man who put the gun in his hand is responsible. Yes. Yeah. Okay, bud.
But like Rick said, I think the key to 5 is killing off Rene Russo, and then Riggs can go to that dark place again.
Yeah. Yeah,
that real, real dark place again, and then probably end up dying from it. You know, he'd had it one too many times, like emotion overload, and he goes over the edge.
It could end with him driving into the wasteland, like in the end of Mad Max. They could just keep going post-apocalyptically.
And you could see the city in the distance.
But, you know, this is our 134th show, Bill, and I gotta say,
jeez.
You know, doing the show with you, I mean, it's just great, man.
Oh, the sad guitar music. God. that was created in that movie.
I mean, seriously, I mean, don't you feel a little bit of that kind of brotherly love that, you know, doing the show together?
Oh, yeah, man, totally. We need to get drunk and go out on my boat.
By the fourth movie, that David Sanborn sax gets on your nerves so much.
Oh, doesn't it? Wow.
All right, we've got another.
And it's like every scene where there's like a comment, like it's like the aw shucks music. Wow.
Oh, it's the very first one. He goes, meet your new partner. It's like, wah, 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 wah. I love it. It's awesome.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we got another voicemail, and this is from the Mystery Man. And this is the long voicemail I was talking about. This is Mystery Man pretty much everything we've talked about the past month.
Mystery Man Unplugged.
Let's check it out.
Good morning, Mulberryites. This is Mystery Man, wending his way to work. Your comment about Jacko in the last podcast that I listened to, I think I'm too behind for the moment.
It's good audio, too.
Reminded me of this big hype that celebrities used to get in the early 90s, late 80s. Because, Decca would be interviewed by, like, Entertainment Tonight, and the reporter would look at the camera at the end of the little segment and say, I think we haven't seen the last of Jacko. And that reminded me of another Australian or Tasmanian. Remember that guy with the hair that stuck straight up? And he did a movie called Young Albert Einstein. I forget his name.
Young Einstein, yeah, who's serious?
Yeah. Big star.
And didn't we talk about him on that episode?
You know, I don't know. People in Australia.
You gotta love Yahoo.
Jacko. Ask about that guy too, because it seems like he took a rocket to Palookaville after that.
That guy's an icon in Australia, anyway. Mystery Man.
He actually looks great now. I saw a picture of him just recently.
Appreciation for the long.
He did Dangerous Kelly or Reckless Kelly.
Reckless Kelly.
I'm a huge fan of that graphic novel. I've talked about it before when we talked about. But when you talked about the director of the 300 taking on this project, and I expressed my doubts about it, but I don't know. The visuals I've seen so far have been absolutely stunning. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Huh?
I'm really wondering.
Why have you watched the trailer yet? It's online.
Liked about Watchmen, with the sense of
Watchmen. It's called Watchmen.
Getting older and not being able to do what
I like when they call them
and,
the Watchmen.
And I guess
the
Dan,
Watchmen.
The
War of the Watchers.
Night Owl is kind of pudgy, and even at one point they kind of describe that he's impotent when he's trying to take the Silk Spectre into bed with him or something. It would be kind of cool if they kind of made that Night Owl instead of, like, you know, a buff, muscular guy. I guess they're getting the actor from, obviously getting some guy with
are you okay there?
Out.
Well, the guy that played plays the comedian in the movie is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and he's done quite a few things. Supernatural, Grey's Anatomy.
It's a little too bad that,
well, he's
know,
asking who plays the
over,
Night Owl.
Over the top of the
oh, the Night Owl. Patrick Wilson, right?
Right.
Movie.
From The Little Children.
I haven't countdown timer on my computer yet. I know. Pity me. I've been curious about this Hollywood Saloon podcast. You guys hype on your show, so I did a little research and I downloaded a couple DC versus Marvel movies and James Bond. And I just listened to them on the way to work the other day. Fantastic! What a great little podcast. Do you know if they're ever going to make any more of those? I heard they like retired. Is that true?
Well,
okay, it's getting to be a little much now.
You're doing a bit. Now, first of all, if you've just started listening, then you have plenty of podcasts to listen to. You don't have to worry about them making new ones, right? It's got all
I mean, they've got a couple of them in the can. They've just got to edit them down. Andy is a bit burnt out. I'm sure John is too. Let him have, you know, let him take a break. They'll get one out to you. Don't worry.
What I'm saying is if you've just started listening, then you have their whole library of shows to listen to. You don't have to worry about if they make a new one anytime soon.
Yeah, but I thought he was being facetious.
No way. He's got to be totally honest. Let's see.
Yeah, right.
Let me see if I detect any sarcasm here.
This guy directly, all I got something on one of these aggregate pod feed things. Anyway, any light you could shed on it would be great. I'm hoping they might have something to say about the current summer movie phenomenon coming. There's like no way I'd ever watch the two Corys. I'd rather have someone pound a 6-inch steel spike into my hand.
Yeah, you know what? That was tough for me last week.
Is Corey Feldman the one with the longer hair that always wore sunglasses and a stupid hat and had a band? And Corey Haim was kind of the...
Who's Corey Haim?
That looking one. With shorter hair. I think he was in a couple of...
He's Feldman's other Jewish friend.
Corey Feldman, the guy who was losing and drugging for decades, is the one that's kind of married and settled down. And Corey Haim is the one that is on
who's
drugs.
Who's Corey Haim?
A total hopeless
I have
case.
No idea.
Anyway, absolutely not important. But I hear you guys talking about it all the time, and I'm trying to get a frame of reference. Thank you.
You have it right, exactly. But there's no Corey Haim on the show, so I guess that's the third Corey we don't know about yet. But, the thing about the Hollywood Saloon, they'll put out an episode eventually. Poor Andy, he gets teased a lot, doesn't he?
He really does. It's got to be tough for him because he's just burnt out. Give the guy a little, you know, time, a little. Yeah, and I think it's like, you know, he's got a job, and it's a whole other job to him, and if he's not getting paid for it, he
But
gets
you know
kind
what?
Of...
At the same time, he's got people that love his show, though. You
exactly.
Know? They just want more. So that's good.
That is good, but he just needs a little space.
And he's a good guy. Hope to hear from him soon. Now, let's go ahead and get into entertainment, and we got a few movies to talk about. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like...
Okay.
What?
The okay. Clone Wars came out Wednesday, I guess. It's been out. And Tropic Thunder comes out this weekend. And that's the one I really want to see. Can't wait to see it. But the Clone Wars, I don't know why, but I've enjoyed reading all the bad reviews of it.
Oh, I relish in it because everybody else is saying exactly what we've been saying for the past few years. It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous, in the words of John Wayne.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Darth, but it sucks.
Yeah, just Lucas, you've become everything that you have railed against, and congratulations.
You know what? The thing is, I've read a lot of spinning, Star Wars spinning, as it's called. Where people are like, well, what do you expect? It's for kids. But people say, no, actually, it's not for kids. You know, if you want to use that argument, you would say Pixar, that's kids' movies, but they aim it at a wide audience.
Exactly. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. It's aimed for kids, but adults can enjoy it just as much.
And this,
that's how you make a kids' movie.
And this movie, a lot of people said it's commercial for the new TV series coming out. And will that be the same crappy animation? The weird...
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Weird wood sculpture type animation with fart jokes and burps and stuff like that.
I smell Count Dooku in this.
Huh?
Yeah, that line is in that. I was reading that one of the like points of no return in the movie is when Anakin says, I can smell Count Dooku involved in this.
Kick-ass.
And it's like, great shit jokes. Terrific.
Is that what that? Wow. And I've heard the thing about the girl, like the Padawan, which is one of the
dumbest, the brat.
One of the dumbest words that George Lucas has ever come up with besides Naboo. But, or Gungan. His little kid.
Ewok.
The word Gungan. Ewok, no. But seriously, we've defended our love of Star Wars before. You know, hey, we're not Star Wars haters or whatever. But, it's time to be a jaded fan because what you're getting is shit. And the thing is, what the time to do is to stop buying everything this asshole puts out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like the same thing.
We're talking to you, Star Wars Action News.
No, the thing is, like, Indiana Jones, everyone complained about the movie sucked, but everyone went to see it and it made a lot of money. So George Lucas is like, hey, if it sucked so much, why did it make so many hundreds of millions of dollars? You got to show them that it sucks by not buying it. Wow.
Stop feeding the machine, people.
Yeah, you got to stop feeding the Star Wars machine. And you know what? We're guilty of it, too. This new Star Wars Unleashed video game, we're just waiting for that to come out.
Oh, totally.
It looks totally kick-ass. And,
yeah, and I, you know what? It has to do with the movies, really. I buy the books. I love the books. I just got the Clone Wars book because I hear the adaptation is terrific. That if they would have made what Karen Travis wrote in the book, it would have been great.
Well, my main complaint is why the Clone Wars? It's so non-interesting. There's nothing interesting about clones fighting robots. It's cardboard versus cardboard. It's like,
well, you know what it is? It's Lucas farmed that starting with the Phantom Menace, and he thinks he's got to stay there because that's where the audience is for the kids. That's what they know. They know the Phantom Menace. They know Attack of the Clones. They know Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, but there was
so
no.
So he wants to stay in that territory.
There was no depth involved in any of that. So there's
nothing
more to see.
That's exactly the problem.
They think they're fleshing it out, but they're not. And who is this Padawan of Anakin's that they're introducing? What point?
Why would they give someone as you know, volatile as Anakin of Padawan. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously, it doesn't make any sense how Yoda says, you know, our only hope is Skywalker. And at the same time, they don't trust him enough to make him a master and all that stuff. None of it makes any sense. Even though Anakin is always kicking ass and saving the day, he comes back and they're like, oh, you're not ready yet, or, you know, all that shit. So,
no, Anakin, you're really good, but I'm sorry, you know, when you killed all those sand people, it kind of tarnished your reputation, and we can't exactly make you a master.
None of it makes any sense, honestly. And the go back to the original Star Wars when we knew nothing about Jedi, and I was once part of the Jedi High Council or whatever. That stuff is cool because you use your imagination. When they actually show
exactly.
it, and all they do is sit in a circle and jerk off, there's nothing really interesting about that at all.
Mm-hmm. That was what was so great about the original trilogy, you're right, was the mystery of it. You had the backstory, but it was this mysterious backstory.
It's always cool to set up a mythology that you never show.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is going back and showing it isn't really that interesting because it takes away.
The problem is when you go back and show it and you can't write worth a shit.
It's kind of like, think of it as Lost with all the mystery. If they explain everything, it's not really as neat anymore.
Yeah, would Empire Strikes Back been nearly as good if when Luke went to Dagobah to train with Yoda, Yoda said, "All right, you're not powerful. You do not have high enough midichlorians yet."
He's like, oh, I mean, what's a midichlorian?
What are you talking about, Yoda? Midichlorians you need to have.
Yeah, it's probably good they didn't bring that up. And
yeah, no shit.
Midichlorians were like Lucas sitting around overthinking things, I think.
I am Yoda. I love rape.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
I forgot about that Yoda rape joke. Wow, that's so not funny. It's just,
I know. Glenn loves that, man.
No, Yoda, you know, loves rape. It's like what is it? On Ain't It Cool News, I read about the whole George Lucas rape my childhood thing. A lot of people get very upset over that. And
he didn't rape my childhood. He just tarnished it greatly.
He didn't rape my childhood. He raped Star Wars, I think.
Yeah, exactly. He took something that was great and then reamed it until it can't hold anything anymore.
The guy's a businessman. He's making money off of it. It just, I don't know what
the
hell he's doing.
But that's the problem. He's become a businessman. That's exactly what he's become, and something that he's hated.
And also another thing is, he in no way thinks that his, you know how the Jedi's power is greatly diminished? So has George Lucas's, and he just doesn't see it.
If he would allow the people that grew up with Star Wars and love it, like Carlton Cuse or J.J. Abrams or, you know, someone like that, take over.
I remember an interview with Zack Snyder saying he's got a Star Wars story in his head and he'd love for George Lucas to let him make it. I'd say let him do it when he's done
Please.
With Watchmen.
Please.
Something like that. I'm not excited at all about the Star Wars TV show.
No, I'm not. You know what? I would be excited about it if it was set in the expanded universe, but again, we get the Clone Wars shit.
There's nothing interesting about clones, for Christ's sakes, or the droids that say stupid crap.
Roger, roger!
So anyway, let's move past that. I'm really excited about Tropic Thunder. I can't wait to see that. I will see that this weekend. We'll talk about it next week. Does that sound good, Bill?
Yeah, I'll try and go see it this week. I still haven't seen
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
I have a feeling that's going to wait till DVD for me.
I haven't been to the theater to see a good movie in a long time.
Since The Dark Knight, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one twice in one day. That was
nice.
The last time I went.
Well, that's a lot of hours in a theater, so you kind of, like, saved up.
Yeah, I need to recharge my midichlorians.
I've still got Doomsday on Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it yet, and I'm going to.
On, man. You got to watch that this weekend.
I will.
I'm telling you, that is the Mulberry commentary right there. That is the first one. It's got to be. It's just so outlandish.
Nice. Okay, well, let's do What's on Our TiVo. Now, first of all, Bill, this has nothing to do with our TiVo, but it's this video I found on YouTube, and I sent you the link. It's basically Gary Busey telling these guys who want to interview him how to interview him. This
Which
is
he's
how you,
terrific at.
Yeah, this is how you interview me.
Kick ass.
It's, they're interviewing about some kind of Hunter S. Thompson documentary, I guess. And he is such a pain in the ass to talk to, Gary Busey. Listen to how he directs them on how to address questions to him.
Go.
Let's see. Fear and Loathing Las Vegas with you as the police. How did it play out?
Start over. Call my name like you just got here.
Could you talk to us a little bit about Fear and Loathing?
Slow down with your talking. Don't make it an interview. Talk to me like you're personal. Like you don't interrupt me, you know. Wait. You got to get my attention before you ask me the question. I'm
Why do people even put up with it?
I don't know.
Give me something to work with. Don't just shoot questions at me. I can't do it. Here's the deal. I'm sitting here. I'm out here by myself. You come in and you say, Gary, and I turn and look and sit up. And you introduce yourself to me and tell me what you're doing and ask me if it's okay. That'll be good.
That'll be good.
How are you?
Fine. How are you, man?
I've been great. I've been great. What brings? What? Did you just walk in?
Did you just walk in?
That's the way I like it.
Just walk in. You're outside.
Ambitiously meet people and be hospitable. What's going on?
I'm
That dog. That dog is barking. That is not my dog. It's an honor for me to be here to discuss our top story tonight. Hunter.
Now he's on
S.
a current affair.
Thompson.
Wouldn't you just be like, dude, I give up. I don't care what
yeah.
you have to say.
It's like, you know what? Why don't you interview yourself, Gary? Because you
Start
seem to
over.
Be good
Call
at
my
it.
My name like you just got here.
Gary, hey, I just walked in the door.
Have you seen my new
Slow
movie? It's in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, what an asshole.
Now there's
I mean, he's comedy gold, but he's an asshole.
Well, it's, yeah, the same thing with that. What was that?
Got V-mail?
No, that other interview where he's acting all crazy, the lady's like trying to ask him, like, tell me about your new 3D movie. And he's
yeah.
like, no, screw you. No, no, don't talk to me like that. Ask me again.
Yeah, from Inside Edition.
Yeah, Inside Edition. I don't know why I blanked on that. I just couldn't.
Village Idiot.
No, I'm not a village idiot. How yeah, dare you?
Misfortunate placenta.
Wow.
No, no, no. That's my answer to you.
Oh, anyway, moving on. Okay, there's this. Did you see this little Gordon Ramsay video online, Bill?
No.
I saw this on TV Squad. Apparently, there's a site called cater.com where it's a little kid doing Gordon Ramsay. And the funniest thing about it is his hair is just like Gordon Ramsay. And it's supposed to be what Gordon Ramsay was like as a little kid.
Oh, God.
And here it is. His mumsy made him lunch. And let's see. How he feels about that.
Gordon, come on, dear. Can't be late for school.
Chill with the acoustic, man.
F***ing unbelievable. Oh, Christ. What the f***'s in here?
It's just ham and cheese, Gordon. I thought that...
Just stop, yeah? Stop and think for a minute. Where'd I tell you last week about the bread?
That you wanted granary?
Crick, granary, and this is why f***ing anemic stuff. It's f***ing embarrassing. Oh, that's it. Here come the waterworks. That's going to help.
I love it. I love it.
So then there's this other one where he goes...
It's so wrong, but so right.
This is his kitchen nightmares, basically. He goes to a restaurant with his parents for their anniversary, and he gets poor service. So let's check this out.
I'm here for my mum and dad's anniversary dinner. Let's hope it doesn't disappoint. I left the mushroom start full of butter chicken. F*** me. Smile wouldn't hurt.
Oh, the waitress didn't
smile. It's been over 40 minutes now and no sign of our starters. I'm starting to see why this place is a sinking ship.
Got the waitress just doing her nails.
Can you give me the manager, please? Now. What's your name?
John.
John, why exactly have I been waiting an hour for food in an empty restaurant?
Well, we've had a slight problem with the,
Come on, John. Grow some f***ing balls. You're a manager, correct?
Yes.
Swat like one. I ordered the chicken an hour ago, and I can only presume you're waiting for the eggs to hatch. Yes?
Well, we've,
How much money are you losing every week?
$2,000.
$2,000? Can you afford to lose $2,000 every week?
No.
No, John, you need to do something. Service is slow, your staff love fucking zombies, and you don't seem to have the bollocks to take control. So currently, you are fucked.
So he walks out with his parents. But
I love little kids that just swear.
You've got to see this video just for the kids' hair. It's hilarious.
Little kids and old people swearing up storms. I love it.
That's pretty cool. That's gold, Johnny. Now, Kiefer was on Conan this week, and he was talking about... Have you noticed that he does do voiceovers for, like, every commercial now?
Oh, totally. I lost count.
I wish I could get a gig doing that. Like, Volvo.
Well, you got to have that voice. You got to have that gravitas.
I don't have the gravitas, I guess.
See, he loves his gravitas.
You got to have that... I guess maybe if I made my throat sore, maybe I'd get it. I don't know.
Like, buy a car from Chrysler.
Slow down when you're talking.
Oh, sorry. I'll slow even. Buy a car from Chrysler.
So anyway, here is Kiefer.
Start over. Call my name like you just got here.
Here's Kiefer.
Oh, did you just walk in?
And that's not my dog barking.
That's not my dog barking.
Here's Kiefer on Conan.
I hear your voice on commercials.
I do the voiceovers for Bank of America. Yeah.
For Bank of America, and you have a very nice voice for that. I know your father, Donald Sutherland, does. He
everything.
Also does. He does
he
everything.
Does everything from Sunkist to Volvo.
Yeah. Well, who was the first? Two questions, really. Who was the first of you to start doing voiceovers? And do you guys ever compete for the same job?
Well, he's going to kill me for this. He was the one who started it, and mm-hmm. he did a lot of documentaries and some really cool films, but the first commercials that he did were for Volvo,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, wow, that's a pretty interesting way to make a living. So I gave Volvo a call and told him I did a really good Donald Sutherland, and I would do it for half.
Whoa, Conan overlapping there a bit.
Wow, yeah, Conan. Well, you know what it is.
My voiceover career.
He's trying to be more Leno-y since he's going to be taking over soon.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
So he's got to overlaugh everything. He's got to really make the celebrity feel like they're hilarious.
You know the thing I hate about the phoniness of late night shows is in the pre-interview, Kiefer told this story. So already he knows the story. So
yeah.
He's setting us up. You know, you got started in voice acting. I've never heard this story before.
But it's even funnier the second time around. That's
but he just says, what? Like, it's the funniest shit he's ever heard. I mean, he really needs to just calm it down.
Slow down when you're talking.
Exactly. Now, Bill, this show, Greatest American Dog, I don't know what it is about it. It's just so stupid that I have to watch it because they're so serious about dogs. It's very serious business.
You know it.
And in this clip, this chick, her dog, maybe she might have stressed her dog out, her dog was in pain, I don't know, but one of the other contestants rats her out, and there's, you know, every reality show has bitching back and forth, but I just think it's hilarious how serious dog crap is. Let's check it out.
Dog crap.
Will over there a couple times. Is she okay?
No, it's just, you know, the paw thing. That's all.
Oh.
You know.
There was one dog who had things on her feet
that was crying, and I didn't want to push him like that. I
was. Which dog was that?
That was Bella Starlet.
And I know that
Bella Starlet.
I was not the only one who noticed it.
Is her dog's
dog
name Bill.
That's a great name.
At
Bella
least I challenge
Starlet.
My dog. You wait until last minute. You're fake. You lied to the judges many times here. Just because you could not accomplish your work, don't you dare bring up my dog and what she does here. I would never do anything to harm my dog. I mean, I didn't think my dog was going to paint at all. I didn't think she was going to do anything. And for her to
paint?
Do that, I'm just so proud.
Her dog's very talented.
I do have to defend Beth Joy on that one because Beth Joy's always been really, really sensitive to Bella Starlet and her feet.
Bella Starlet.
I mean, I've even gotten close to him, and Bella Starla has, you know,
stop saying
jumped
that
away,
name.
And, you know, she's like, just be careful with her feet, and I'm like, okay, and I think Beth Joy really does take very good care of Bella Starla.
Stop saying that name. Oh, Bella Starla.
I'm confused by the whole thing. They're all so loud and annoying.
Bella Starla. How many times do they say that name? So anyway, everyone's serious about dogs and Bella Starlet.
That's well, at least somebody's serious about something.
You know, this week I've been watching the shit out of the Olympics. Just every night I've had the Olympics.
Yeah,
on.
Same here. I don't. It's just, you know, I put it on because it's on. But I've been watching the girls stuff because I'm obsessed with that Alicia Sacramone. Oh, is she hot?
Oh man, oof. She messed up really bad in the gymnastics.
Yeah, but
too.
The odd console her.
Yeah, just say, hey, poor baby, it's okay.
It's okay, honey. Let me, you know, let me console you with my penis.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, you know, just say, hey, you know what? It's all right, man.
Oh, hey, yeah, that would be great. I could have Steve Vai in the background with his guitar playing.
I felt for her when she fell. It was literally like, you
oh
know,
yeah. And I think Vader actually stood up in the audience. You could hear him.
Last night they did the all around girls gymnastics. I was really getting into that. I wanted them to win the gold. I'm sick of these Chinese winning. You know?
Yeah, with their underage kids and their...
Yeah, those kids are supposed to be, what, 16?
16.
Yeah, right!
One, maybe 12.
These Chinese girls could fit into the Ewok costumes, is how tiny they are. Warwick Davis could share his wardrobe with them.
Yeah, I guess they put them into these, like, gymnastic gulags pretty early on, and
oh yeah, that's gotta suck. But
gotta love China, man. One world, one dream. Yeah.
But also this Michael Phelps phenomenon with the guy winning every race, that's incredible. And I've gotten into a lot of stuff, even the trap shooting, the guy shooting the clay pigeons with their shotguns. Last Saturday I watched that
that was badass.
Those dudes are awesome, man. I can't do anything that good. It's pretty cool. When are they going to get Xbox into the Olympics?
That would rock. I would totally be there.
Can you just see Andy in there in a Halo 3 tournament? That would be so cool.
He's not good enough. Maybe Brock. I could see Brock in it, but not Andy.
But seriously, I've really gotten to the Olympics. I never look forward to it or think anything of it, but all of a sudden I'm watching it. And it looks great in HD.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm digging
Michael Phelps is kicking ass.
He's really good. Really, really good. He should be proud of himself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, last night I was watching DVR'd Big Brother, and when it was over, flipped over, and there he was winning another gold around 11 o'clock.
It's just incredible. Now, something else that's incredible, Bill, on Bravo... $1 million listing.
What?
These three rich douchebags, they are real estate in the $1 million real estate. And I guess Beverly Hills or whatever. The funny thing is, the guys really are total douchebags. There's this kid, basically his grandmother is telling him what a douchebag he is. And she's not going to give him any money. He's not going to inherit anything because he's such a douche. And I thought it was hilarious. Let's check it out.
You look like a prince. You have no idea what saving is. Don't buy boats, planes, mansions. You work and you save, Josh.
Inheritance.
No, inheritance, you don't get nothing. I give everything for charity. Ah. Don't count on me to die.
Don't give me that bull.
Well, it's the truth.
You're going to leave everything to charity.
Well, you want to inherit some too?
Yeah, I want some piece of the pie. What do you mean? I'm the only grandson. I want it all.
Josh, when I see that you save money and don't do anything
extra... Give me $10 million and I'll save money. I'll invest it.
Josh,
I'll work for it.
I give you nothing. Right now, have lunch, give you a cup of coffee. That's it.
That's it? You're not leaving me anything else?
That's it.
Grandma, pleasure as always.
Me too. It was good to have you for lunch.
Thank you. I gotta run. I got a meeting.
Goodbye. Only on the cheek.
Yeah, right.
You got to see this, Bill, just to see what douches these guys are.
That's unbelievable.
this, she's one of those rich old ladies, she's going to leave it to her poodle or something.
Yeah.
So bad.
It's too bad. Like, what was her name? Shit. Was that, I'm blanking.
Who was that rich old lady who left everything to her dog? I can't remember.
She was, that bitch from New York. I see her face. Her
was
old
that Imelda Marcos?
No, that's the Filipino.
That's the
lady with
lady.
All the shoes. Leona Helmsley.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. All right, Bill, on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into the two Corys and Big Brother. And we'll try.
I hope the two Corys isn't very long. I might have to blow my brains out.
Oh, definitely not. And we'll try to get Steven on the phone and wish him a happy birthday. Because he's old. Really old.
He is. He's freaking old.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Boom! Last Action Hero. What do you think of anyone who doesn't see this movie?
Big mistake.
I love this place!
I think it's the biggest movie of the summer. And now when you go to Burger King and order a flame-broiled Whopper with large fries and a medium drink, you get this Last Action Hero animated action cup free. Like him, you can be large and in charge. So see the movie and collect all four cups. It's your way right away. I love this place, and I'm going to see the movie.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm having a dinner party and I've run out of coffee.
Come in.
Thank you.
Will Gold Blend be too good for your guests?
Oh, I think they could get used to it.
It's a very sophisticated coffee.
They have very sophisticated taste.
Do they?
Yes. Well, I must be getting back.
Now, golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Have you met your new neighbor yet? Oh, I've popped in for coffee.
Hi, I'm Jessica Hahn, and when people hear my name, they think of headlines, scandal, and controversy. But very few people know my side of the story, and almost no one knows how I really feel. Now I'm ready to reveal the secrets I have held for so long and share my most personal thoughts with you. You'll be shocked and amazed at what I have to say about Jessica Hahn.
Jessica Hahn tells all. Call 1-900-568-6868. $2 a minute. Adults only, please.
One. Two. One. Two.
Four. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that chit-chat. Give me a break.
Hey man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah man.
Well turn it up, man.
All I want is all the man, man, man.
Join me. Start a love train.
The ink is black, the page is white.
Turn it down, man. Hey, man, remember the good old days? You know, war, protest.
Going to jail.
Well, man, we found this new album called Freedom Rock. It's got all those great songs we used to groove to back then. Just listen.
I said war. Good God, y'all.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share.
To everything, turn, turn, turn.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Freedom Rock has it all, man. 40 original rock hits by the original artists. On 4 records, 3 cassettes, or 2 CDs. Here's more.
In a white room with black curtains. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Sunshine go away today.
Breathe and have the best way again.
Come on, people now.
Man, you should get Freedom Rock too. 4 records or 3 cassettes are only $19.95. 2 CDs, only $24.95.
Last night, Russ Beeler, owner of Lake Edna KFC, opened Hammer's eyes to new popcorn chicken. Delicious, crispy, bite-sized morsels. A whole new way to enjoy the Colonel's chicken.
Come on, Hammer.
The problem was, no one could get him to go on until the last piece was gone.
Hammer! Hammer! Hammer!
That's hot.
New KFC popcorn chicken. Treat yourself for $1.99, the band just $5.99 in Lake Edna or your neck of the woods.
Excuse me.
You saved my life the other night.
The dinner party?
The coffee. Very successful.
How can you ever thank me?
I'll try and think of something. In the meantime, at least I can return your gold blend.
Look, I'm in the middle of something right now, but perhaps...
Perhaps.
Now, golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Just my neighbour. How's the coffee?
Perfect. Where'd you get it from?
I have it delivered.
In trying to make an artistic statement, one should be careful not to let one's personal aroma do the talking. In order not to offend the critics, I recommend Rightguard's Horse Stick. It provides maximum protection and the freshest scents, a sublime palette of odoriferous emanations. After all, a true artiste should be remembered for his inspiration, not his perspiration. Rightguard Sports Stick. Anything less would be uncivilized.
Great legs.
Thank you.
How do you get them?
I used to do aerobics till I dropped. Then I found Thighmaster. Every single time you squeeze Thighmaster, you strengthen and tone right where you need it. So it's easy to squeeze your way to shapely hips and thighs.
I thought I'd never fit into these jeans again. Thank you, Thighmaster.
The secret to shapely thighs is exercising these muscles with just the right resistance. This balanced resistance coil is designed to give you results quickly and comfortably. Want to tone your upper chest and arms? Thighmaster will give you excellent results. Thighmaster. We may not have been born with great legs, but now we can look like we were.
We are having some fun.
I'm working out my thighs right now.
Bye, Master.
And enjoying a cup of Nescafe Gold Blend.
I remember that romantic coffee commercial. It's like,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
There were like six of those. And they like ran from like the early 90s to the late 90s.
Kick-ass.
It was supposed to be like, will they ever hook up?
Yeah, I think in the last one, he tells her he loves her.
Oh, wow. And they can...
It's like, oh. I think here in America, it was taster's choice, but...
They can enjoy coffee forever after they're
overseas,
together.
It was called Nescafe Gold Blend, I think.
Nescafe?
Well, that's the company that owned it.
Now, I can't get a hold of Steven. He's probably busy partying down.
Probably stoned and listening to Skinny Puppy.
I hope he doesn't smoke the weed at his age. Well, maybe he does. Glaucoma?
I think he needs to.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to smoke a little weed at 40.
Steven, you know, he's my good friend.
He's a good guy.
I
think you two should go out on a boat and drink a little and relax.
We need to work on a case of scotch. good times. Now, I don't know why I'm going to play this clip. I don't even watch this show. As I've said many times before, Bill, Project Runway has a bunch of queens on it, which there's nothing wrong with
By
that.
By queens, you mean quite literally Queen Elizabeth is on there.
Yeah. As Seinfeld said, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think it's hilarious the way they talk about stuff.
I'm sorry. Positively, Ken in the chat room said that Steven's melting and wandering the woods.
Definitely.
call Dr. Ted Nelson. Steven, I can help you. It's Ted Nelson.
He's a melting man.
Kick ass.
But seriously, right, so though, back on track, the gay guys on Project Runway.
Steve, it's Ted. Let me help you.
Yeah. Please get him on the phone, Ted. We need Steven to call in and wish him a happy birthday.
It's Ted Nelson, Steve. It's me, Steve.
Oh, my God. He's in big trouble.
Steve, help me.
I'm really
That's
worried.
That's my favorite thing. It's... Steve, it's Ted Nelson. I can help you. Steve, it's Ted Nelson. Help me.
It's like, whoa, everything got serious all of a sudden. So anyway, on Project Runway, let's see how this disastrous ensemble bill turned out.
No.
The shape of it, I feel, is the truly unfortunate part.
It just looks so much cheaper than I thought it could look.
Oh, no. Can I see what's going on underneath that?
I mean, hello?
What?
Slutty, slutty, slutty.
I am concerned with the question of taste, because you can't get taste if you don't have it.
Oh.
I should have edited a bit more.
And honestly, Daniel should have said something. The best part of having a team is to have another set of eyes.
If one of you would have to go home.
But there's only one eye in team, so what does that mean?
Why?
There's
no. I won the first challenge.
There's no eyes.
I've not been in the bottom.
And I'm gay.
I have to choose Daniel.
I love Serena.
My taste is impeccable. I have very high-end taste. That's no question about that.
I love my hands so very high.
No, just ignore
it's
me.
It's funny.
I mean, hello?
I really miss Top Chef. I wish that would come back.
Even she thought that was funny. I have very high-end tastes.
Yeah, who says that?
Gay men that like to taste ends.
Slutty, slutty, slutty.
Exactly.
That's what he is.
Now, there's not much to say about the two Corys, Bill. Like you said...
Thank God for that.
It was more of the same, but there was less arguing. It was basically...
Well, it's like they've separated completely now.
And
now that the argument and their lives are separated, now Feldman needs to move on to more important things.
Like liposuction.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, Corey Feldman is bone skinny, but he's got this little patch of chubbiness, this little pocket of fat.
Oh, no.
That bothers him because his mother gave him a complex because she always called him fat when he was a little kid. So,
terrible woman. What a witch.
Gets the little... Do you think the liposuction guy's like, man, this is going to be an easy day today. It's shoom, shoom, okay, yeah, it's gone.
You ever see them do that shit? Oh. That's violent.
Dude, I got so grossed out because they show the tube of the stuff going...
Oh, the fat being sucked out.
Oh, dude.
I don't know how they don't, like, penetrate the skin or the muscle the way they jab that thing around in there.
That is so nastified, Jack. Man.
Sorry. You know what? I'll pass on the plastic surgery.
Really? Oh. That's what it sounds like going into the bucket.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
How'd you like to be the guy who's like, okay, let me go dump this bucket in the trash outside?
All right, fat bucket guy.
Fat bucket guy. Yeah.
It's like in History of the World.
That's
going to
be on that show.
Piss Boy. Oh, Piss Boy.
That show, Shitty Jobs. Do you ever watch that?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think that's really what it's called, but still.
No, it's called Shitty Jobs.
Oh. I dump fat into a dumpster. That's
my
job.
Yeah, I collect fat at the plastic surgery.
The worst part is
my friend Tyler Durden collect it and make soap out of it.
I got to suck on the end of the hose to siphon it first.
Oh, good lord, man.
That was bad. Wow. Oh.
Yeah, thank you, Vader. That was...
Okay, so anyway, Corey...
stomach. It's all turned and twisted now.
So Bill on the show, Corey Haim,
he's
there with his assistant, and his assistant's like, you know, now that Corey Feldman mentions it, maybe you do have a drug problem. He's like, what are you talking about? And here's a clip here where she's trying to talk to him, and of course he's in total denial.
I have off days. Three times on the whole shoot, I had little slippages. But other than that, I'm...
Corey, it's not three times. It's not three times.
Well, what is it then? 18, 300 times?
I don't know the number, but it's a lot.
Maybe a slurry?
Yes.
Okay, well, I already said this. I might have a permanent slur. I feel like I do have one now.
I know you have one now, but you don't always have that. You don't always have that.
Because I have actual legit problem right now. I'm just trying to take care of it and mend it and end it.
Yeah, well, that happens when you're... drunk or high constantly.
And you like his mom coming to visit, and she's like, you're acting weird. He goes, well, you made me this way, so it's your fault.
Yeah, that's... Well, technically, they did have cameras on them, so... Yeah, I don't think that's entirely natural.
Do you think he was effed up in that little clip there, though?
I don't know. You know, whenever you're like him and you have so many people telling you that you have a problem, it's got to be a little much.
Yeah.
I mean, even for a TV show.
I'd probably go to rehab.
It's like everyone is just piling on that poor bastard.
Seriously, if the guy wants attention and he wants positive reinforcement, he should go to rehab just to please them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you're right. You're right. He should just go to rehab, and the people shut up. Then
sit down with Corey and go, dude, you've got a problem.
Just on your his boat.
Yeah,
got on the boat.
So anyway, was that the season finale? I don't even know.
No, that was only like episode 9.
My DVR always cuts off before it ends, and I'm always like, "What? What the hell just happened?"
Yeah, that was episode 9. So there's got to be at least 12 or 13 episodes.
So anyway,
I don't know how they're going to stretch it.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe it'll end with him going to rehab, and then season 3 will have him all clean.
Maybe Feldman will need to get more plastic surgery. And his wife will need to sit there and have a big mouth the entire time.
So, okay, Big Brother. Let's talk about that real quick. Big Brother, stuff is going on in the house. Libra finally went home, Bill.
Libra.
And, you know, I didn't like Libra, and it's so funny that...
I like Virgo much more.
Yeah, Scorpio is my favorite.
Mm, but and feces.
Seriously, how ridiculous is Jerry...
Jerry is an asshole.
Where did he get this old fart
out? Our overseas listeners don't know what we're talking about. You know, Big Brother 10, United States, you know, we have it too.
CBS.com, they have all the episodes.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as interesting as Australia's or UK's Big Brother.
Oh, man, I totally... Remember when they did that celebrity Big Brother in another country in friggin' Starbuck? The original Starbuck was on there?
Yeah.
Dirk Benedict? That's what I want to watch, baby.
See, you know what the problem is? Here in America, you have the whole moral majority stuff, and we can't get any racy stuff on television. So, of course, it's nowhere near as interesting as it is in the UK or Australia. But we have our fair share of assholes. So if you want to know what we're talking about, go check it out. This Jerry guy, he's a Marine, 70 years old, served in Korea, makes everyone know
Judas!
It. And he's obsessed with Judas for some reason.
Yeah, he's always calling Dan Judas because he didn't vote the way he wanted to.
Yeah, and Jerry doesn't quite realize that it's a game.
And the funny thing is Jerry won the veto, and he was tempted to take Keisha off the block. And
who's insanely hot.
Yeah, she's a Hooters waitress, and he was tempted to take her off the block to put Dan up. And he was like, I've chosen not to put you on the block because of this, and I'm not going to use the veto. And they're like, does he know he can't put anyone on the block? He's not the HOH. He doesn't know.
So it's your lucky day, Dan.
Oh, and they also did this the food competition. They brought all the old Big Brother people back. We got to see Mike Boogie, who looks like he's gained 20 pounds. Did you notice that?
You know, he does, he's a partner in that Dolce group, and they run a bunch of nightclubs and restaurants on the West Coast, so...
Oh, I'm sure he's eating a
probably
lot.
Probably eats plenty of food.
Oh, definitely. I know I would. And we got to see Janelle again. She's been on there every season since she's left. Do you realize
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Also, wait, who is that guy, Bunky? Why do we have to
keep looking at
Bunky?
Oh, my God, yeah, I remember him. He was in, like, season 2.
Yeah, he was the hairy guy who always cried all the time.
Yeah, oh, my God, did he cry. He cried so much. And then he befriended that the guy that looked like Morton Downey Jr. He'd always smoke like crazy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He had this unfortunate above-ground mole.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So anyway, it was nice to see all those old people back. But Brian was the host. I don't think they've ever done that before. They used an evicted guy from this season to be the host of the competition. And they sucked at this competition. It was current events. Like, is this news story real or not? And the funny thing is Dan got the one about Brett Favre. Is it true that Brett Favre is no longer with the Green Bay Packers? Well, he came out of retirement. Green Bay Packers didn't want him, and now he's a New York Jet. And he was like, no way, that story's real. No, made up. They're like, real. And he was like, huh? And he was just like, I can't believe it, man. I can't believe it. I thought that
was
pretty
cool.
Is he
from Wisconsin?
No, but he's really into football and stuff. He's got a football team. I think he's from Michigan. So, anyway, that was good stuff. So, anyway, the one thing that they did win in this food competition was a feast. A big feast where they got steak and lobster.
So they have to listen to that 1, 2, 3, 4 song again?
No, that's Feist.
Oh.
But anyway, I love that song, by the way.
Good song. Exactly. Yeah, so does Vader.
He hates that. So, anyway, they have the feast, and they decide, hey, let's say something we love about everyone, right? Kind of a goodwill speech. So Memphis, he gets up, and he gives his goodwill speech. The only problem is, does it make any sense at all?
No, and that's why it's so terrific.
Let's check it out.
You know what we should do? I think we should go around and say something positive about each person. Well, somebody at the table.
I think Keisha's crazy.
Oh, Keisha, I think that's a great idea.
Come on, Memphis.
What can I say? You know, the best days of our past be the worst days of our future. And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah.
You shoot for the stars.
Yes. Oh,
you
shit.
Shoot for the sun. You know, you're going to wind up in the stars. So, cheers there.
What?
Good speech. Good speech.
Let's hear that again.
The best days of our past be the worst days of our future. And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what? If you shoot for the stars or you shoot for the sun, you know, you're going to wind up in the stars. So.
Oh, he's talking about
that. Cheers,
he's talking about that Danny Boyle movie, Sunshine.
Yeah, Sunshine, exactly. He's got to set off the nuclear explosion in the sun.
That's a really good movie. It's nice.
And watch out for Pinbacker.
And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I try not to think about it. I think my dad, we were watching it, and he explained to me, I think he was trying to say, if you aim for the sun and don't make it, you'll still end up in the stars or something. I guess it's like over, you know, you should set your goal higher.
I didn't understand the worst days behind you because they're in your future part.
Yeah, it's him and Gary Busey have a connection.
And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he
slow down with your talking.
That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, Jesus. I love the uncomfortable cough he makes whenever he screws up the suns and stars thing.
Start over. Like, call my name like you just got here.
Wow, that's great. So, Bill, last week I mentioned The Middleman, and now
yes.
You watched every Middleman episode, right?
I have. I watched the first episode on Xbox Live, and I was like, okay, this show is too good to pay 240 points for each episode. So, of course, I went online and downloaded every episode from a reputable BitTorrent site and sat down and watched, I think, 7 episodes in 2 sittings. I think I watched 4 and then another 3 or, you know, the next day.
Nice.
And I fell in love with it. And you know what's crazy, though? The only complaint I have is the girl Wendy Watson that plays Dub Dub, she can look really attractive and not so attractive. It's really weird. It's like it's this weird dynamic. But other than that, it's a great show. I just absolutely love every episode. Well, almost every episode. Some of them are a little weaker than others, but this last one was hilarious with Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo plays the 1969 middleman.
Yes.
And he's sexist and he's a slob. And I thought that was cool that... to show that, because basically the modern day middleman, he's kind of a Dudley Do-Right kind of guy.
But it shows, I love the dynamic of it though, that it was just so well balanced. You had the original, you know, kind of the 60s, you know, middleman that's, what is it, like Matt Helm and James Bond,
right,
and all that.
Yeah.
But,
He wanted Wendy Watson to wear a cat suit. She wears like the skimpy leather outfit or the skin tight leather outfit, which was nice.
Oh my God, that was like right out of Dr. No, the Ursula Andress.
Yeah, she was in the white bikini thing with the
knife. She looked terrific. I was like, holy crap. I said to you, I was like, did you watch it yet? You're like, no. And I said, just wait for the scene.
Yeah. It was over too fast, basically. You know,
it was really funny with the candle and the melting ray and all that. It was just. Really, I just love the sarcasm and the inside jokes, the geeky quality.
You know, I really like
really
the
terrific.
The what's the secretary's name? The old lady who's a robot?
Ida.
Ida. And she's watching. Wendy Watson has this watch that watches everything she does so they know if she's in danger or whatever. And she's basically getting down with her boyfriend. And she's like, oh, well, this should be interesting. So she's watching them basically have sex. And the middleman walks in and he goes, story of all, what are you doing?
Yes.
He's like, you can't watch that. And he turns it off and walks out. And she turns it back on. So you know she watched him do that. And this is on ABC Family, which I think is funny.
Yeah, and I just love the way they balance the more adult qualities of it with the family qualities of it, like the swearing where they black out the mouths.
Yeah, I love it when Kevin Sorbo, middleman, he goes to visit Lacey, Wendy Watson's roommate.
Yes.
And he's, you know, she's immediately like, whoa, who are you? And he, there's a part where he says, I'm looking for some hooch. And she's like, hey. And he goes, no, you know, alcohol. I thought that was pretty funny, but
yeah, there, and they always use the Wilhelm scream in every episode. And
yeah,
it's always funny in the way they use it. You're always looking out for it, and then there it is, and you can't help but crack up.
You know, actually, the Wilhelm scream is in every Nowhere in Mulberry intro. I wonder if people have noticed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd say the last 10 episodes.
Oh, at least last. Every episode for the last 10 episodes. But yeah, and you know, at first I wasn't real big on the middleman, Matt Kessler that plays the current middleman, but it showed like in this past week, 2 weeks, he's really, grown on me and what he's doing with the character, just the way he plays it out. And, at first I thought it was just kind of bad acting, but then I realized it's great acting what he's doing and how he's playing it.
He's growing into the role, and it seems to get better with every episode, I think.
Oh, it really does. I'll be sad whenever this season's over. I really hope ABC Family knows what they have.
Yeah, and, I mean, how hard could it be to keep a show on ABC Family, for Christ's
sake? Yeah, I mean, if Kyle XY could have lasted 3 seasons and that shit Greek show, which I admittedly watched for a while and now can't even stomach.
Now, this week, DirecTV finally got ABC Family in HD, so I'll finally be able to watch it in HD, which is awesome. Because it is, you know, you can tell the budget is low on the show, but they make do with what they've got.
Yeah, and they also make it, they play it for the way, you know, it's not great, but they play it that way so that it's kind of got that old school, you know, mystery science vibe.
It kind of reminds me of like the Batman TV show.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of camp.
You took the words right out of my unabled mouth.
Well, you know, when we've done a show this long together, you know, we have
There you go.
You know, I mean,
why don't you join me on my boat? We'll have a beer.
So, Bill, on that note, everyone should go out and watch The Middleman. Just keep in mind it's a silly show, and that's what they're aiming for. They're not being all serious. You know, we've had enough of this heaviness with Battlestar Galactica and stuff. We want to watch some light fare and have some fun.
Speaking of light fare and fun, Eureka started up
again, that's right.
On Sci-Fi. And it's off to a pretty good start. I really enjoyed it the past week, and that's another show that people should give a chance right up there with Middleman. It's just fun. It's good, watchable TV.
I've got it all recorded. I just need to sit down and watch them.
Yeah.
And I'm still watching Generation Kill. But let's go
You know,
ahead.
I haven't – I'm halfway through the second episode.
You need to catch up on it.
I really do. I have all – you know, the other show that I've heard recommended quite a bit that I have every episode so far but haven't watched is In Plain Sight with Mary McCormick.
Yeah. You know what? I've seen it on, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And also, I have all the episodes coming up on Burn Notice, which I have to tune into.
It's a great show. And also, I have to admit, and this doesn't make me gay, I love The Closer with Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, I have the first season of it on DVD, but I haven't.
Slutty.
No, I haven't really watched much of it.
No, seriously, it's a good show. It's a really well-written.
Yeah. Flashpoint, I really like CBS.
You know what's funny about that show is it's really depressing. Every episode.
Oh my God, is it depressing?
Every episode ends really sad.
Yeah,
but I guess in that line of work,
it's a great show.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? There's the one rookie sniper guy who's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like the blonde guy. He just came in from Afghanistan, and now he's in there, joined their unit, and he's kind of a, what do they call it? You know, he's the cowboy they need to.
Yeah.
He reminds me so much of Michael Biehn from Terminator. He
yes.
can easily play him like a young Terminator movie type of thing. But anyway, yeah. on that note, let's go ahead and do the news. What do you say?
Oh, and I'm also looking forward to Simon Baker's The Mentalist. I've seen enough commercials of that to go, you know what? I think I'll do that because there's this great series that this one guy, God, this mentalist from the UK, he does all these great mind tricks shows and stuff that I've watched. I've seen him on the Sci-Fi Channel, and that stuff just fascinates me, and I'd love to see how they work that together.
So
into that
at first
show.
I thought it was kind of like Psych, but serious. Like a guy
yeah,
who pays
kind
attention
of.
To the
yeah,
details.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah,
I don't
I'll
think
definitely.
The guys on Psych are as sharp as...
That's all done for last. But you know what? My favorite time of year is like September when all the show starts. TiVo all the pilots and find out which ones I like and which ones I don't. And
yeah.
Everyone's saying this, you know, the Rondu, he saw the first episode of Heroes for the next season at Comic-Con. He said it's totally, it's back to form. It's not stupid. It's cool. So we'll wait and see about that, okay?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not exactly, I don't know. I'm so burnt out. After the first season of Heroes and then what we saw of the second, they need to really blow me away for me to be able to get back into it.
It's like, you know, you're not going to get me back that easily.
It's
awesome.
All right, Bill, let's do the news.
Do it.
The best days of our past be the worst days of our future. And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what? If you shoot for the stars or you shoot for the sun, you know, you're going to wind up in the stars.
Man, I love that. Cheers,
that call. Cheers, guys.
Awesome.
All of a sudden, my throat got real dry.
Gas.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
All right, the news. What happens whenever cash spills out on a freeway?
You're fucked.
Well, not really. Well, sort of, kind of. The person driving the truck is, but it's a free for all, is what I'm saying. It wasn't the man on the hog who found himself being greedy. They say police near Los Angeles say motorists stopped in speeding traffic to gather up bills Sunday after a man on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle dropped a bag of cash.
Oh, man, that would suck.
They took off when the California Highway Patrol arrived. The biker told authorities a computer bag he was carrying ripped and spilled money across Interstate 10 where people were diving into 65-mile-per-hour traffic. Highway Patrol Officer Anthony Martin says he doesn't know how much cash was in the bag or how much drivers made away with.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
You never get that back, do you?
No, you don't.
Why doesn't
it's gone,
have,
man.
Doesn't
it's
have,
gone.
Have you seen those like bikers that have the saddle bags on their Harley or whatever? He needed one of those.
I was driving the other day, and there was one of those guys on those. It's like a bike, but it might as well be a car. It's so
it's like
enormous.
Three-wheeled?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like it. No, it's a two-wheeler.
Oh,
but it's like a cruiser or something.
It's got all the compartments on it. And
yeah,
shit.
It's enormous. Yeah.
Have you ever seen those things at night? And there's like lights all over it.
Oh yeah, but it's like it even has one of those like blue light special lights from like Kmart on the back of it.
Yeah, it's like a light cycle with the lights off or something.
Yeah, it's enormous. I was just like I was looking at it and I just thought to myself like, why doesn't he just get a car?
I know. But he's got plenty of storage space, so that's what's good. You know?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
Come on, there's one Tron reference.
God, I cannot wait till Tron 2.
Oh yeah. I hear that,
and I flash back to that clip they showed at Comic-Con.
Dude, I saw the crappiest, like, it was like a horizontal, you know, some guy filmed the trailer with a cell phone or something. I was like, oh my God, that looks so awesome! I was freaking out.
All right, Robert E. foiled at Wendy's. Manager of Wendy's said a man tried to rob him at closing time, but he was able to avert the holdup. Ronnie Ray says he was getting into his car after closing when a young black male came up to his car window. He said the man, who was armed with a black revolver, took his cell phone and ordered him out of the vehicle. He said the man instructed him to go unlock the store. He said the man crouched by his vehicle while he did so. Mr. Ray said when he had opened the door, he hurried inside and locked the door behind him. Then he went into the back and called police. He said he saw the man leaving around the back of the store. Said the robber was wearing a stocking cap and bandana over his face. He was 5'8", 150 pounds. So
that's hilarious.
If anybody sees a man with a stocking cap and bandana over his face, that's the guy that tried to rob a store but didn't realize that he should have went in with the...
Yeah, it's like, I'll just be right back.
Yeah, you go unlock the store. I'm going to wait here by the car so no one sees me.
Let me in, dude.
He's like, dude, joke's over. Come on, I'm robbing you. Open the
robbing
door.
Robbing you, let me in.
Yeah. Come on, didn't you see, man? I'm going to kill you.
What an idiot.
I mean, hello?
All right, a man who claims he is an ordained minister was busted with almost half a kilo of pot yesterday during a traffic stop. Reverend Michael Nather, 53, of the Church of the Universe.
What?
Yes.
The Church. Flash Gordon?
Exactly.
Your shit's all retarded.
The only person that attends this church is Timothy Dalton.
Hey, Bill, we have a phone call. I want to see what's going on here.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Good evening, sons of bitches.
Hey, it's Andy of the Hollywood Saloon.
Hello,
how you doing, man? We were worried. We mentioned your dad in the hospital today, and
yeah, I'm totally cold calling you guys. I have no idea what you're talking about. So
no problem.
Yeah, no, the old man's in the hospital. A little bit of a foot issue going on. Getting some medication for it, but he's good to go. He'll be out in a couple of days. So no worries there. But I just wanted to say hello and. That I'm on my way home for the Halo matchmaking.
Oh, good.
Can't miss Halo.
So, yeah, we had that. We talked about that, but also we had a voicemail of another facetious caller about a Hollywood Saloon episode. People need to give you a break because I'm getting sick of it. So, thank you.
So
you'll probably enjoy that.
Bill's got your back, yo.
I know that they really want a new episode, but come on, it's a little much. At this point, it's not funny anymore.
Well, I love my listeners, and they can get their own personalized episode for $100. That's not a problem.
Nice. That's a good idea.
There you go.
But, hey, Andy, I just want to tell you, we always got your back, man. You're a buddy.
I know you guys do.
You're the man now, dog.
I definitely appreciate it.
And drive careful. I don't want you getting in any accident. I need to play some Halo tonight. I'm all wired.
Right.
Hey, no.
I got to play some Halo.
Andy, wait. Get serious for a second, man. We love you, man.
Hello.
Uncomfortably silent.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
All right, enough of the guitar twang.
I'm telling you, we're going to go out on my boat and have some beers.
Yeah, right after the show, Bill.
It never gets old.
We're going to work on a case.
Only one more tour of duty until I get to go fishing, right?
Yeah.
Shut up, Sweetwater.
If you find that gold, you'll be able to get your own boat.
Hey,
shut up, Sweetwater.
Andy.
How many times did you tell Sweetwater to shut up?
Seriously, how excited are you
Sweetwater.
To see... Tropic Thunder.
Verba non active.
You're going to go see Tropic Thunder, right, Andy?
Of course. Absolutely.
Can't wait to see that. Clone Wars or Tropic Thunder? You make a pick.
Tropic Thunder. You know, let me tell you something, okay? Yes, I'm the Star Wars guy, obviously. But, you know, even my 11-year-old son calls it out. He's watching the commercials, and he's just like, you know, Dad, did you just see the baby hut burp?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God. And then, like, the little sarcastic, yeah, and it's like the little sarcastic Jedi chick, and it's just like, you know, this is just not smelling good. I'm sure all the stuff blowing up and the Clone Wars kicking ass will be nice and fun and good for us Star Wars fans, but, you know, I think it's probably going to be great for Lucas at age six, you know?
Yeah. You know, my daughter probably, she's the demographic for it. She's 4 years old.
Yeah.
She'll probably love it.
Yeah, I think that's what you're seeing here, you know? And I don't know. I mean,
dude,
we'll
it's just like the Ewok movies all over again.
It's sad because we really love Star Wars. Star Wars was our friend.
I still love Star Wars. I just hate what Luke
is doing. We can always love what Star Wars was. We don't have to love what it is now, right?
Exactly.
Right, right. But remember, this thing was intended as a television show. And I don't know if that's going to lessen it, because certainly the previous Clone Wars TV show was pretty damn kick-ass.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, and I don't know why
they didn't like the animation, though.
Yeah, I don't know why they needed to shrug that formula, so I don't know.
I mean, the style.
Well, you know, we'll see where it goes, but I think that I'm
we're moving on.
It's Star Wars Plus, you know, it's just extra little trimmings that aren't necessary.
Seriously,
but,
when they adapt V into a new franchise, Andy, will you be there?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, why not? I mean,
you
I
loved
remember
V,
seeing
right?
it as a kid. It's science fiction, and I'm a geek like that, so I'll be at something like that. But I think that they're going to redo everything. Anything that you have any fond memory for in any way whatsoever, Hollywood is going to find a way to repackage that.
That's what's funny, though, Andy, because we're so jaded and cynical about all that. But then the Tron 2 thing comes out, and we're like, holy crap!
I know, we're like, woo!
Yeah, we don't have that reaction. It's the opposite. It's like, oh my God, I want to see this right now!
I know. Well, you throw Jeff Bridges in there, and then you're like, because you know what? There's something different when it's a sequel as opposed to a remake or a reboot.
Yeah.
And if you throw Jeff Bridges in there,
it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
Exactly. Jeff Bridges.
It's a sequel. Right.
Yeah.
Especially with the, it's a game, man! It's a game!
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's not a game anymore. It's
like
serious
F
shit.
And A, man!
Oh man, I can't wait.
I so want to see a Tron 2 that just like kicks ass, like electronic blood everywhere.
Am I the only one?
Remember there was a Tron PC game, Tron 2. I bought that.
Tron 2.0.
Yeah, like, hell, anything Tron. It just gives us happy, funny, furry, nostalgic thoughts, you know?
Star Wars stopped giving us a long time ago.
Finish the game!
I want to see Sark back. That's all I want.
Oh, my God. Sark was a badass.
And we're going to get Bruce Boxleitner back again?
It doesn't matter. Sark scared the shit out of me.
Didn't you guys love that part in Tron where Sark grows up real big, and in the footage it looks like they got a little kid and a real tall guy in that scene? He's like running between his legs.
That's what made it so great.
It looks like me and my daughter in the living room. She's running between my legs and stuff. I'm trying to catch her. That's what that scene looks like. But it's still awesome.
Tron, though, it's different than when they remake the average little movie. You know, that movie was groundbreaking in a lot of ways. And it's still a damn good movie. You watch it today and you don't go, oh, God. Just try to watch V today. And it's just like, oh, God, I can't believe I like that. You know, I'm sure they could redo it better. I mean,
says you, buddy.
Says you.
But I mean, try to go back and watch the old Battlestar Galactica with Boxy and like that. It's just like ew. I mean,
how could you not smash that thing with an axe? That little monkey thing.
I think one of the funniest moments of Jason and I's friendship is where a couple years ago we're sitting there, we're talking, and Sci-Fi would show the original Battlestar Galacticas in the middle of the day. We're sitting there talking, and it was an episode with Fred Astaire playing a con man, and he was Starbuck's father, and we were just cracking up through the entire episode. It was so bad.
Yeah, that was the thing that you did in the 70s. Remember, instead of going on in the early 80s, late 70s, you were like, that was what you did as a variety show type thing. Remember the Love Boat? They had to love both things out. That's what you did. You brought guests on. Hey, Buck Rogers, and if you remember, Galactica was the cousin to Buck Rogers, and Buck Rogers is as campy and corny as hell.
Oh, yeah, that hawk dude with the feather hair.
You know, Gary Coleman coming out there. What you talking about,
Gary Coleman! I forgot about that. That was genius. Gary Coleman.
You know, and, it's some corny-ass stuff.
It's a little bit complicated.
We have the love for a lot of old stuff that doesn't really hold up today.
The only thing I care about with the V stuff is they need to go old school whenever they rip off their faces and they're like the lizard underneath. When I was a kid, that scared me so much that, you know, it needs to have that like unnatural tearing to the skin.
You know, it should be horrifying too when you see what they are underneath the skin. Yeah. Just like scare the shit out of you, you know?
Like, they shouldn't look like slea stacks.
Remember the action figure when you pull the plastic face off the action figure?
Yeah, awesome.
I think they had that, didn't they? I don't remember.
I think they did.
They got to get Mark Singer back, right?
Now
I am Dar.
He could play one of the lizard aliens and not have to get any makeup.
It's like, dude, put some sunscreen on. You're like leather now. Come on.
Oh, man.
All right, Andy. Well, we got to continue to do the news, but man, it's been real, and you're our buddy.
It's been real.
All right, gentlemen. I shall see you about real soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Later.
All right, adios. Bye.
Adios. That was nice to hear from Andy. I'm glad everything.
Yes,
okay
it was.
With his dad.
I'm glad he called.
All right, now.
Continuing the story of the Holy Smoke Man. Who's a reverend at the Church of the Universe.
Slow down with your talking.
I think the members of V actually go to the Church of the Universe.
He's the savior of the universe.
Oh!
Oh, wouldn't that be so cool? You go there and you hear that music start. Dum, 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 dum.
Flash! Oh, well. Who wants to live forever?
Yeah! Die!
Die!
I love that. Die!
Queen really did some of the all-time best movie music.
Wow.
I mean, you've got Flash, you've got A Kind of Magic. I have that CD. I own Queen, A Kind of Magic. I own it.
Flash Gordon to Voltan.
You read me. Mayday. Mayday.
All right, so, this guy was admitted he was smoking a joint when the police pulled him over, but said he was committing a holy act.
Really?
He said it's a sacrament. He said he has about 300 followers who believe marijuana is a blessed plant mentioned in the Bible as the tree of life.
I'm so wasted!
That would be one hell of a fun church service.
Yeah, would, man. It's like, dude, marijuana's in the Bible, man. You guys know that?
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
Ooh. That would be a testimony at the church. the church, which he said, has chapters throughout Canada and U.S. has two rules. Don't hurt yourself and don't hurt others. And you don't talk about the Church of the Universe. No. The followers routinely toke the sacrament. It does not make one stoned, just enlightened.
Ugh.
Freaking genius!
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
but the officer told him, okay, but it's still illegal.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter all the stuff you're telling me. It's still illegal.
That's so the cop seized about half a kilo of pot, which is around $1,500 to $3,000, depending on the grade of it. So,
Steven,
that's that'll give him, about 10 years in prison, maybe.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know that, dude.
So I guess he'll have to start up the Church of the Universe.
You know, they didn't do a good job bleeping that little kid, did they?
Yeah, no.
You're fucked.
Yeah, well, am I? Yeah, I think it's like a split-second beep, so it's... I think that they didn't really want to anyways. All right. Now, this is a... I love this story. It's hilarious. A man who robbed a video game store at gunpoint Wednesday told the clerk he was doing it to save his family.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, police said the incident took place around 6:35 p.m. at EB Games. The suspect went into the store, picked out a video game, and approached the counter to check out. He pulled out a small handgun and told the store clerk that his family was being held hostage and that he needed a PlayStation 3 in order to have them released.
What?
Yes.
Like, he's a genius!
Hey, man, I really need that. My family... It's like that cell phone movie. I have a woman on the phone here. So she's being held captive.
Give me your PS3 so I can free her.
As he left the store, the suspect told the clerk to call the police because his family needed help. Police arrived shortly after, but the suspect had fled the scene. If you have any information, call the blah, 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 blah.
You know, it's not really that guy's fault.
You want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man that put the gun in my son's hand.
That's right.
You find the man that captured my family.
Who put the joystick in my son's hand. That's who you need to arrest.
Who put this gun in my hand so I could steal a PlayStation 3 for my family.
The man who put the DualShock 3 in his hands.
Can't believe it. What, this PlayStation 3 doesn't come with the new DualShock? It just comes with the six axes? That sucks.
Six
it
axes.
Doesn't have rumble.
That thing is such a piece of shit.
Oh my god, isn't it?
Doesn't it's even so weigh an light. Ounce.
It feels like if you dropped it, it would just shatter into a thousand
pieces. It feels like I could go snap and just snap it in half.
Yeah, it's that six-axis controller that comes with the... And it's such bullshit that... You buy, you know, you pay $400 for this system, and they give you the shittiest controller. And then, if you want the good controller that has rumble in it, the DualShock 3, you've got to shell out almost $60 for it.
No, what kind of crap is that?
It's like, are you serious? I'm going to shell out $60 for a controller that's a little heavier, has rumble, but still has one of the worst designs of a controller ever.
Whenever you read about Sony, like, they're eating so much cost of shit, I don't care.
Yeah. Eat up the cost, you bastards. They're so cocky about it all. I hate that controller. I can't play first-person shooters with it. My thumbs are too close together.
I need to get
that Ben Heck, that guy that does all those modifications and stuff, to make me a controller... A PS3 controller inside an Xbox 360 controller.
Ooh, nice.
Give me two of those, and I'll be happy. I'll play my PS3 all the time. All right, moving on. Assistant principal arrested for running brothels.
Whoa.
In San Jose, police have arrested the assistant principal of San Francisco High School on charges associated with running a number of brothels. Police say 57-year-old Galileo High School High School Assistant Principal Gerald Courtney and 41-year-old Soy Hao Chow.
Huh?
Yeah, how about that? Ran two brothels in San Jose and used the internet to advertise. Well, that's smart. Police.
Hey, we're looking for advertisers for this show. So.
Yeah. Oh, brothels. We'll take that.
Brothels? Hey, let's stop talking about the news for a second and visit a brothel. Why not?
You want to get your groove on?
Shrinkage.
Ooh,
that's good.
Yeah, they don't mind if you have shrinkage.
They can help you out.
Police investigated the pair for months and say no minors were involved in the prostitution. Well, that's good.
Well, they were punching the clock for months before they arrested them?
Yeah, really. All right, so this is one of those articles that's like head-slappingly stupid out of U.S. Today. It says, we all know that music can alter your mood. Sad songs can make you cry. Upbeat songs may give you an energy boost. But can music create the same effects as illegal drugs?
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a difference. It's called binaural beats. There are different slang terms for digital drugs. They're often called idozers. Idosers all rely on a concept of binaural beats. It is incorrect to call binaural beats music. They're really ambient sounds designed to affect your brain waves. For binaural beats to work, you must use headphones. Different sounds are played in each ear. The sounds combine in your brain to create a new frequency that corresponds to brainwave frequencies. There are different brainwave frequencies, but they're related to different states of relaxation and alertness. So now they're saying that there's actual audio files that sites sell that supposedly mimic the effects of alcohol and marijuana. Man, this sounds awesome. I'm going to get so high.
I actually have an example of the music that they play.
Oh, God. I know what you're going to play, too. I didn't know you were. Dude, I'm so high right now.
That's not all of it. There's also this.
That gets me all pumped up like I could kick anybody's ass.
You could house some mutants in your closet or something. Huh? Come out right now?
In 33.1, maybe?
And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what? Yeah.
This is so stupid. I mean, I've heard of, subconscious stuff that you could play in your sleep that helps you lose weight or, you know, that has, like, messages in it or something to improve your outlook or something like that. But I've never heard of digital drugs. It's just about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Slow down with your talking.
I don't know what else to say to that. It sounds so incredibly ridiculous.
Start over. Call my name like you just got here.
If anybody in the chat room has actually heard of this or even that's listening to the show later, this is just so dumb.
Dude, so wasted, man. Shit's crazy, man.
So
is this sick. Remember in Lost when they had that guy was locked up in this thing where he was forced to, like, have his eyes open and watch the weird subliminal messages and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I do remember that.
Maybe it's something like that. It's like...
Yeah, I guess, for like, your ears.
Reminds me of the hardcore UK raver.
Yeah, it does. For the hardcore UK raver!
Only for the hardcore UK raver. Rewind. I love that rewind.
Oh God, you gotta love space.
Love it.
That was one of the funniest episodes ever with the A-Team music.
Oh, I love that. And I love Tires at the end. My work here is done.
My work here is done. All right, so now this is crazy. In Selby, North Yorkshire in the UK, a shop selling lingerie for pregnant women had been forced to withdraw a mannequin with a baby bump from its window after it sparked complaints.
Kick ass.
It looked like it was pregnant?
Yeah, it was a pregnant mannequin with, you know, it wearing lingerie that was designed for a pregnant woman.
Weird.
Wait, well, yeah, I mean, pregnant women, how dare they want to look sexy?
How sexy is that? I guess I've never seen anything like that, but I guess that's cool. I mean, when you're pregnant, you still, you know, that's...
Well, isn't it whenever women are pregnant, their hormones are even more active than normal?
And also, you don't have to worry about getting them pregnant.
Yeah, because they're already pregnant.
I mean, I hate
to have to worry about hitting the baby in the head.
I hate to be like Mr. Obvious here, but you can't get him pregnant.
Yeah, once it's already done, you can't kind of undo it. Wasn't that a line in Juno? This deed can't be... It's something really annoying and stupid.
Something about a home skillet or something like that.
Yeah, but, God, that's so bad. All right, so it started with people looking in the window and making comments outside, and then they told the shop owner their points of view and that they found it offensive. Other shop owners were saying that it was offensive and that they should move the mannequin or cover it up.
Slutty, slutty, slutty.
Yes, you slutty pregnant bitch. So the woman put a camisole on the pregnant mannequin And somebody else made a comment saying they could still see that the mannequin was pregnant.
Man.
So they put the corner, they put the mannequin in the corner shop. Corner
Why can't the
shop
mannequin just be stuff? Overweight?
I know, maybe it has a beer gut.
Maybe it's like the Corey Feldman mannequin.
It's yeah, got that it's pooch. Lingerie for women with a spare tire.
Yeah, come on. No, women with spare tires want to look sexy too.
I don't know. I just that's so ridiculous. It's again. No, it's like the same thing with like breastfeeding. You know, it's a lingerie store. So why are you offended by the pregnant mannequin, but you're not offended by the other mannequins with see-through camisoles on?
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense.
No, it's ass backwards.
All right. No more late night booty calls.
That's too bad. Also, there's this. I'm just going to say this real quick. A new problem with people is texting while walking. It seems that there has been quite a a thing of injuries going on with people that are walking into trees or signs or falling off treadmills and. Because they're texting while they're doing things. So just stop it. Stop the madness already, please, people.
It really
there's,
is.
There's one thing I find more annoying than anything else. It's people texting while they're doing shit.
Oh, I know. When I text, that's all I'm doing. I'm not doing other stuff while texting.
Yeah. All right. And as I said, you know, we talked about the whole gay marriage thing, and I've said before... let them get married because then they can be just as miserable as everybody else when it comes time for the divorce.
Right.
And guess what? It's time for the first divorce of a lesbian couple.
I mean, hello?
Same-sex couple were married in Fresno County on June 27th, just 10 days after the county clerks in California started issuing marriage license for gay and lesbian couples, has filed for divorce. Oh,
hey,
that's stupid.
It happens, you know?
The couple, Teresa Ramirez and Adelita Guardo, are among the 100 same-sex couples who applied for marriage license in the county since June.
It's a conspiracy.
You know, they just can't stay together anymore. You know, it's just too bad. It's so sad. All right, in Orrington, Maine, suspects are breaking out basically every day, and they're repeat offenders. That's what Carla Brown, Orrington's animal control officer, said Friday about a group of renegade cows.
Renegade cows?
Renegade cows. They ride motorcycles and have Indian friends.
That was an awesome series with Lorenzo Lamas.
It was.
Renegade cows.
Oh, God. The cows are just getting out every day and causing damage to other residences in the town. I've been trying slowly to address the problem. 90% of the time of my time has been rounding up cows, says Carl.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
It's not a new issue. In the last 6 weeks, considerable rash of cows have been reported escaping their pastures. Some residents have woken up day after day with cows in their front yards. Oh my God, the humanity!
Giant enemy crab.
Giant enemy cow.
Yeah, giant enemy cow.
Attack its weak point for massive damage.
Attack its weak point for massive damage.
God, I love that. I love that guy.
In Martinsburg, West Virginia, an argument over the price of a Ferris wheel ticket Thursday at the Berkeley County Youth Fair led to a scuffle involving three members of the Martinsburg area family and Berkeley County Sheriff's Department deputies. Uh-oh, carny fights.
That's not good.
Troy Marion Feltner.
Carnies, they'll pull out the broken bottle as a knife thing.
Oh, yeah. I think the carnies started that. Troy Marion Feltner, 34, was charged with three counts of obstructing an officer and counts of battery of an officer, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. Feltner's father, Ned Marion Feltner, was charged with two counts of obstruction and counts of battery of an officer. Feltner's wife was also charged with obstruction, disorderly conduct, and assault of an officer. Holy shit!
I find that so hard to believe.
All three were arranged on Friday, and they were released from custody after posting bail. Police were asked to respond to the Ferris wheel at 9:28 p.m., where Troy Feltner appeared to be intoxicated and was yelling and trying to get at a volunteer with the Berkeley County Sheriff's Reserve Unit, according to a complaint filed by the sheriff's department deputy. When Feltner did not stop yelling, Welcome said, C.S. Welcome, the deputy, said that he was asked to leave the fairgrounds, but he didn't. When Welcome and another deputy began escorting Feltner from the property, a struggle ensued, and attempts to handcuff led to the use of a taser to detain him.
Nice.
I'm not leaving. I haven't ridden on the tilt-a-whirl yet, you sons of bitches. Okay, I'll go.
Don't tase me, bro.
If you live in the UK, it's the end for popcorn in British cinemas.
No!
Yes, credits are rolling in Britain for the time-honored cinematic tradition of munching popcorn at the movies. The combination of health-conscious cinema-goers rejecting sugar-coated popcorn and disgust at its distinctive smell is steadily spelling the end for the snack in some art house cinema chains. So, Daniel Broach, the owner of renowned Everyman in London's upmarket Hampstead district, says, I will de-popcorn every new venue I acquire. It has a disproportionate influence on the space in terms of overwhelming smell, the cultural idea of it, and the operational problems created by the mess it produces. Not saying that no popcorn is better than popcorn, but I'm saying there is no way in which it fits with the culturally sophisticated brand I wish to sell.
I vote yes.
So, But I guess in some of the cinemas that people are asking for popcorn, so they still provide it, they just don't pop it there, I guess.
That is beyond weird.
Yeah, well, what's with the sugar-coated popcorn? They must make kettle corn over there in the UK. That shit's gross. Popcorn shouldn't be sweet. It should be coated in salt and butter.
Lots of butter.
All right, and last story... A clumsy criminal has left his driver's license on the counter of a Townsville video store robbed of cash and cigarettes. Police said the man, pretending to get DVDs at the Civic Video at Garbutt when he jumped the counter and grabbed cash and cigarettes before fleeing. Police said he dropped his driver's license and other identifying material. Not the brightest crime we've come across, one policeman said. He is still to be found, though.
Stupid ass.
And that is news for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week, and I guess we'll do some DVDs.
Yeah, we'll make it quick because I got to piss.
Let's do some DVD. Oh, we don't have Steven to sing it.
Oh, no. Please don't use the disembodied voice thing.
The disembodied voice?
Yeah, the recording. Yeah, that's just creepy.
Oh, we'll never do that again. That just didn't work out. I'm going to try to sing it, I guess.
All right, you do it, because I can't. I have a slight delay, and it would sound like shit.
Okay, let me take a breath. Okay, here we go. You ready? It's going to sound great. Hey, it's not going to be that bad. Let's do it. Ow! Let's do the DVDs. Let's do the DVDs. Let's do the DVDs. DVDs, DVDs. Yay. Totally sucks. DVDs, HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs! Hell yeah, the DVDs.
Get that weak shit off my track.
I'm sorry.
You want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man. You
put the microphone in my son's hand.
Please find the man that decided we should play boys to men in this scene.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
boys to men, what the hell were they thinking? How does that song go? Was it like,
I think it's that Cooley High Harmony song, and it's all about their days in high school. It's like, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
It's so hard to say goodbye. So basically,
to yesterday.
In the movie, they're trying to say is it's so hard to say goodbye to the guy your dad gunned down in the bad.
Yeah,
it's
so hard to say goodbye to a kid that was killing other people with
Mac-10 with cop killers. Yeah. Riggs, cop killers!
All right, God.
Bill, what DVDs do we have?
I can't even believe I saw that in the theater. It's just
dude,
criminal.
I saw that like twice in the theater.
I saw it. My dad and I drove halfway across town. Well, actually, we drove almost 40 minutes out of town to go see that.
Oh, man.
Didn't that come out the same year as, or close to the same year as Terminator 2?
Possibly.
Because I remember seeing Terminator 2 at the same theater.
I can't remember. It was either that or a year later.
Yeah, it was in when my dad and I lived in Addison, Michigan. And I was still in elementary school. Holy shit. No, I was in middle school. I think I was in like fifth or sixth grade.
Dude, when Lethal Weapon 3 came out, I was out of high school.
Yeah, well, I was just starting it.
And Steven was apparently like in an old folks home by then.
Yeah, he was. Steven had graduated from college by then.
All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have this week?
Let's start out with the tremendous, recently discovered by me, Jonas Brothers, and their awesome movie, Camp Rock. What? No crickets?
Who the hell are the Jonas Brothers?
I don't know. There's some teeny boppers that the kids love nowadays.
Are these bad? Like, on Nickelodeon, they have the Naked Brothers.
Yeah, these are the actual brothers, Jonas Brothers.
Oh, they're the Naked Brothers? The Naked
Brothers? No. These are the Jonas Brothers. They're not naked, thanks God.
So they're like the Disney version of the Naked Brothers?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's this movie they did called exactly called Camp Rock, and it's extended Rockstar edition on DVD and Blu-ray for the kids that love that shiznit.
Holy crap! Do you want your sons to be gay? Don't let them listen to that crap. My God,
there are some hot little chicks in it.
He's
though,
really
so.
Flaming.
There's some hot little chicks in it.
Yeah, like little chickens. They're yellow and they're fluffy.
Okay.
Next DVD is the Fletch Collection, both movies, Fletch Lives and Fletch, in a box from Universal.
Are you, Bill, are you a Fletch fan?
I am a fan of the first one.
I've got a Fletch book with like four different Fletch books combined into one big book, and I've always been meaning to read it, because I heard
it's
like...
Yeah, I think
really
I have that same one. It's got, like, Fletch 1 and...
I've always meant to read that, because I've always heard it's very witty and hilarious writing.
Yeah, speaking of books I've always meant to read, I have two of them. It's Dexter, the second season on DVD.
Oh.
I have that darkly dreaming Dexter and dearly devoted Dexter.
It's a great show.
Yeah, and I've always meant to read the books, and I hear they're really good.
I'd wondered how much the books, like, you know, when you're watching Dexter, it's one of those shows where you're like, God, I gotta know what happens next.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you read the books before you saw the series, if it ruined anything, or they just kind of built off of it and changed
it. I think they use a lot of the characters from the books, but they, do their own thing with the show.
They expanded on it.
Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to reading both of them. I'll do that after I'm done with what I'm reading now. And I guess a new book just came out, a Dexter book called Dexter in the Dark, that's getting pretty bad reviews.
Oh, no.
I guess it goes supernatural or something.
Has it gone the way of Thomas Harris novels?
Oh, God.
Everyone loved his, everyone loved Silence of the Lambs and the Dragon.
Red Dragon.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the Hannibal, like,
sucked
ass. Yeah,
then he started writing shit for the movies.
Yeah. Man, seriously, Hannibal, that movie sucked ass.
Oh, God, did it ever.
The best part, though, is Ray Liotta's brain getting cooked.
That tastes really good. You should try some. It's like, oh, my God, that's so wrong.
The scene is so bad, though. He's got, like, that, you know,
CGI head.
That head extender thing on his head. It's like the guy in Commando who gets the buzzsaw in his head. Good stuff.
Next DVD is Gossip Girl, the complete first season. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
From the creator of the OC.
Yeah, it's got that Blake Lively chick in it.
She can be cute and she can be freaky looking.
There was that thing all across the internet this week with her being interviewed about the traveling pants. And she's like, so what's going to happen on Gossip Girl? She's like, oh, well, you know, we're going to do this. And the America Ferrara's there making faces the whole time, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. But America Ferrera is on Ugly Betty, so there isn't much that she can really defend.
You are fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Forbidden Zone, the 1980 flick directed by Richard Elfman.
Oh, my God.
With Hervé Villechaize.
We mentioned this last week on accident. We weren't even talking about it, but I've seen this.
Oh, yeah, so have I. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's weird. And I'm
like
not
even... basement in the a door in the basement.
I can't even recommend it. It's just weird. I guess if you do shrooms, you might want to take them and then watch this.
And
maybe something like
this
that.
Was pretty insane. And the names were ridiculous in it too.
And Danny Elfman does the music for his brother, and it's all weird and crazy.
Yeah,
your shit's all retarded.
Yeah, this is one of those, and Danny Elfman plays Satan in it, I think.
Yeah, it's not as interesting as you'd think, but
no,
go
it's
ahead and
bad.
Give it a watch, everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Next DVD, of course, continuing with the Disney bullshit, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, Best of Both Worlds concert.
Too bad your ass got sad.
Yeah, I'm really, have you been to a Walmart lately?
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's Miley Cyrus shit everywhere. She's like owned by Walmart and the Disney Corporation. I don't even know if she's real.
Yeah.
I think she's like CGI, but... why are they pushing this little shithead on all the girls across America?
Yeah, well, they're trying... Well, she's a little slut, too. I mean, she's always taken, like, scantily clad photos of herself and somebody... Somebody hacks into her phone and posts them on the internet, and then and then she has that Vanity Fair thing, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, we see her back!" And
well,
so I think they're trying to push her on kids now to make as much money off her as they can, and then they'll follow up with some other.
She's obsessed.
Airhead.
She's obsessed with the Ninja Turtles. But I'm so glad my...
She's so annoying.
I'm so glad my daughter is too young for the crap.
Oh, I know. You're lucky on that.
My daughter likes SpongeBob, so thank God.
So you have this in on DVD and Blu-ray for, you know, the kids that like it. Next DVD is Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, which is actually supposed to be a pretty good movie with Frances McDormand and Amy Adams.
You know what? I remember seeing about this now on the Richard Roper show. Ebert's not on it because he doesn't have a voice, but he recommended it. And he
doesn't have a neck now. It's like they cut it all out in surgery or something.
Yeah, they had to remove parts of his jaw. It's so
poor
sad.
Bastard.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I don't wish that on anyone.
How do we do the show if you didn't have a voice? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and now Roper's like, I'm out of here, so Ebert's just kind of like...
What's crazy is this is what the show sounds like. No, there's nothing. It's silence.
No, you can hear him like slobber and drool.
Oh, poor guy.
It's like that girl that was in that show, the Oblongs, that has no jaw and her tongue just kind of flips and flaps.
Slow down when you're talking.
Just pretend right. like you walked in the door, Bill.
Start over.
Okay.
Call my name like you just got here.
Gary, how are you?
Hey, Gary. Hey, look who's here. It's Gary Busey.
That's not my dog.
Is that your dog barking?
Next DVD is Immortal. It's a French flick. New York, 2095. Strange pyramid floating in the sky.
Whoa.
The gods of ancient Egypt are judging Horus. Blah, 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 blah. I've wanted to see it. It has Charlotte Rampling in it and a couple other things. It looks weird. Like,
so it's like futuristic New York and there's a pyramid floating in the air, dude?
Yeah, man, and they're all speaking French.
Whoa, dude, that sounds like maybe...
Or it's Belgian. I don't know. It's either French or Belgian. Does it matter?
I'm so wasted!
That's what you say. Dude, I'm so wasted. I see a pyramid floating in the air, man.
Awesome.
I gotta get my space car and drive home or float home.
That would be so cool.
Because it's 20 49, right? There's definitely space cars.
Oh, totally.
Awesome.
All right, next DVD is Nixon, the Election Year Edition. But it's also the extended director's cut. It's 2-in-1.
Dude, I saw Nixon in the theater, and it was literally like I had been drugged, where I was like, I can't move. I'm paralyzed, and I just want to leave the
sleep.
I want to leave the theater. And you know, one thing I will say about Nixon, it has the most interesting subtitles I've ever seen in a movie. And
yes.
I believe Tony Scott has kind of worked up out from that too, with the, you know, they do the emphasized kind of, he kind of went another step, and I can't even put it to words what I'm talking about, so I'm going to shut up now.
All right. Prom Night Unrated on DVD and Blu-ray, so.
And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they redid the Prom Night with Jason Street from Friday Night Lights. He was
And that chick that was on American Dreams.
Yeah, I just remember that in the movie trailers, they played Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper by some gay boy band. They're like,
time after time,
lying in my bed, in my... And, oh, God, what was the band name? Because remember, we found it on YouTube, and we were laughing about it.
It was douche nozzles.
It was something drive, like slow drive or fast drive.
Drive shaft?
Drive shaft, yeah, that was it.
Let me look it up real quick. I don't know why I'm even bothering.
You're fucked.
Yeah, it was really
Time
good.
Prom Night.
Ah, what is it called? Slow drive. Quick drive.
Quiet drive.
Quiet drive. It's even worse. What kind of name is that? Quiet drive. I guess they named the band off their really fast and quiet computer at home.
Mm-hmm. All right. Orson Welles' Don Quixote.
I didn't know he ever finished that. I thought it was
No, he didn't,
production.
But someone got a hold of it and tried to finish it for him.
Don Quixote. I love that scene in Ed Wood where he sees Orson Welles in a bar, and he's talking to him like, Mr. Welles, they won't let me do what I want. He's like, the same thing happened to me on Kane. And he's talking about making Don Quixote. It's just, I love that scene.
That is really a great scene. So, God, Ed Wood's such a great movie.
So what is this Don Quixote? It's like...
Yeah, of course, he incomplete time of his death, and for years, footage of incomplete version remained locked away. Finally, a release undertaken by his assistant director, Jess Franco, reveals the unique vision of Orson Welles. So, yeah, I guess it's just the Don Quixote story.
If that's on an instant view on Netflix, I'll check it out like that.
Yeah, it's being released by Image Entertainment, so it might be.
Sweet.
Next DVD is The Proposition in a special Steelbook edition.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, but it's also DVD and Blu-ray.
Slutty, slutty, slutty.
Oh, it's not that kind of proposition. That's with the Guy Pearce movie, right?
Yes.
With that there Memento guy?
Yeah.
That movie is very slow-paced and mm-hmm. very methodical.
Disturbing.
And... Yeah, it is very disturbing. It's a good movie, but don't expect, like, when it's over to go, man, what a great movie! You're more like...
No, it's one of those movies that's kind of like a slow burn. It sticks in your head.
Yeah, you've got to definitely, like, throw on, like, Caddyshack after you've watched this or something. Something to make you not want to slit your wrist, basically.
It's in the hole!
It's like, dude, I just watched Proposition. And,
Let's go drink a beer!
Yeah,
let's
go on the boat, man! I once hit a guy in Laos from 200 yards out in high wind. Only 9 other guys in the world could have done that.
Yeah, and I tried to get a tip from the Dalai Lama. And I said, yay, Lama!
What?
Sorry, I was going back to Caddyshack.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lama! Alright, this one cracks me up.
That's not a llama.
It has to go straight to DVD. Who would have thought that Vinnie Jones would actually have a movie career?
Oh, he's the juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, he is. But now he's in this movie called The Riddle. It's a brutal string of murders spurs reporter Mike Sullivan, played by Vinnie Jones, to search for the cunning killer in this supernatural mystery. So it sounds like Vinnie Jones in a...
I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pill.
In a Da Vinci Code type movie. I cannot wait to see his acting chops on this
good one. Old bullet tooth.
I was a punta.
Yeah, he was. He was a punta, and he got put in a movie... Did you hear this stuff about Rock and Rolla, like Warner Brothers? Yeah. Like, it's not really a wide release movie, so...
Warner Brothers is like, it's too British, so let's kind of bury it.
You know, Snatch was on recently, and it's a very watchable flick, you know?
Yeah, it's just not very good.
It's, what would you call it? It's got a lot going on.
Yeah. All right, next DVD is Scorpion King 2 with Randy Cauliflower Ear.
Randy Couture. Yeah, what the hell? You're not the friggin' Scorpion King, dude.
No.
I sold a movie with The Rock, and you ain't him.
I think his cauliflower ear actually got a credit on this.
What is with the was he like one of those MMA guys?
I think he was actually a WWE guy.
Was he? I thought he was like one of those mixed martial arts dudes or something.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe he is. I have no idea. I so don't pay attention to either of them. So,
are we supposed to believe this is the same guy from the other Scorpion King? Where he's just supposed to like suspension of disbelief or something? Haku Masente! Because this ain't happening, Bill. I'm sorry. Pass. I'm passing on this.
All right. Well, okay. Don't you want to watch it for the flopping around cauliflower ear?
Have you... Like, cauliflower ear is so weird looking.
It's like I sent you that message this week about that fight that was on CBS a couple weeks ago with that Kimbo Slice and the other guy, and he had this huge, disgusting cauliflower ear that was just flopping around during the fight.
Does that ever get better? Is your ears just screwed
no.
the rest of your life?
It actually gets worse because it's a buildup of scar tissue.
Oh, man. Why?
So if he gets continued to get beat on, it just gets bigger and bigger.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, next DVD is Street Kings.
Oh, movie with Keanu.
Yeah, with it kind of popped in and out of the theaters.
Dude.
I'm going to rent it. It's coming out on Blu-ray, too, so I'm going to throw it on my Netflix queue.
The way I look at it like this, modern-day movies, even if they're bad, on Blu-ray, they look good and the sound's probably awesome. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to watch the Keanu in Street Kings.
Yeah, why not? And the last DVD is Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the complete first season on DVD and Blu-ray. As we started to talk about this when it was on, I tried watching it like the first three episodes, and it was absolutely awful. But then I hear it got really good near the end of the season.
It did. It got really good, and it got interesting. The guy who's playing the Terminator looking for them, they got a good actor, and I can't remember his name. He's from Deadwood. But
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah, yeah. And the way they worked in kind of stuff talked about in the Terminator movie, like the 600 series of rubber skin, and you got to see what they looked like. And it was really kind of – they're kind of creepy looking, actually. I thought it was cool how they did it. And it felt like people who love Terminator were making the show. That's the way it felt to me. And I can't wait to see what happens in the next season. Just don't give anyone amnesia like they did on Heroes.
Oh, God.
The Terminator can't remember who she is. Oh, great.
Who am I? And why do I have a steel exoskeleton?
Yeah. Good stuff, Johnny.
And that's DVDs for this week. Tuesday, August, 19th. 2018.
Steve, I want to help you. Now, Steve's not here. I don't know where he is.
Steve! Help me!
Thank you. Once again, Bill, thank you for doing the DVDs.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, you've been doing DVDs a long time. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
And I just want to tell you that we need to go get a beer.
We'll have it on my boat.
Awesome.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And... Bop, 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 bop.
Something, Sergeant Murdoch. You find the man that put the gun in my son's hand.
Was that Rock? Rock Charles Dutton.
He sounds like Rock.
Good choice, Richard Donner.
Those damn cop killing bullets.
Yeah, it was hard to work cop killers into the song because it didn't rhyme.
No, but, you know, Ice-T didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, he just got boycott.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that was episode 134 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us and listening to the show. Sorry about the technical difficulties earlier, but you guys fought through it, right? And the people...
And they'll hear it on the download.
Yeah, the people on the podcast will have no idea what's going on that. So it'll all be fixed. That's
be seamless.
Now, Steven, we didn't get a hold of him. I guess he got real drunk for his birthday, but let's go ahead and play a birthday song to Steven. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Ah, yes, the pop culture zealot. He's 40, and, he's a good guy, man. He's a culture zealot. And I'm sorry he couldn't be here for the show. Yeah. So he'll be back next week. But if you'd like
he's drinking beers on my boat.
Yeah, he's already waiting for us out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't be the kind of thing where he's got all the life jackets on. He's got the... He's got
Hopefully he won't come across a Chinese freighter filled with... filled with imported Chinese slave labor.
Yeah, that would suck. And also, it's cop killer bullets and Krugerrands.
Yeah, then he'll have to hide them under a dinghy and then take them to his house.
Jet Li was such an asshole in Lethal Weapon 4, wasn't he? They just couldn't beat him because he knew karate and stuff.
Yeah, he could.
So, if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you'll find links to Mulberry Old School and links to our forum. Join up and comment on the show today, because Bill and I love reading your feedback. And I know I've been bad about replying to your feedback, but I do love it. I love reading it. I love seeing those feedback.
Yeah, in the forum, I also made a post. There was this really great, like, 40-minute clip that was released or leaked out by Anonymous, the Scientology group. Or the anti-Scientology group, I should say, of L. Ron Hubbard giving one of his seminars. And Gawker took 8 minutes out of it where he explains the origins of Xenu. And it's quite possibly the craziest 8 minutes of a batshit nut wackadoo I've ever heard. Just,
really?
Oh, yeah. I posted it on the forum. It's like all the way at the bottom because... Everything is washed out by the announcement posts. but it's on there, and it is hilarious.
Sweet, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So also, if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491, like Mystery Man. Hey, Mystery Man, we love you. Sorry to jump all over you about that stuff, but... We're just
that's how they know we love them.
We're backing up Andy, man. We got his back.
Yep.
He's our bud. Exactly. Yeah, you know. All right, so that was the show. Enjoy it. I want to thank Positively Ken for donating. You, sir, get a ringtone, whatever you want. You want the Darth Vader no ringtone? You got that? Exactly. Anything like that you want. Just request it. Send me an email. You know what? This is the ringtone I got, Bill.
The best days of our past be the worst days of our future. And if you think about that, a lot of people are like, what? If you shoot for the stars or you shoot for the sun, you know, you're going to wind up in the stars. So, cheers to
everybody. And then you're just stuck there and shit out of luck.
Is he giving some kind of Scientology speech there?
You got to watch out for Xenu in those stars.
Yeah, it's like an intergalactic prison, basically.
Yeah, with an eternal battery.
All right, so this episode is dedicated to Steven. Thank you very much. See you next week. All right, Bill?
All right.
It's time to urinate.
Thank God for that. I almost pissed my pants.
You are fucked.
Yeah.
Hopefully not literally.
No. Figuratively.
See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Your shit's all retarded.
Now this is podcasting.